much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, Detective, what's this all about? You have 70 seconds.
Why 70?
Do you really want to waste your time while I explain my algorithm?
Right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
First thing you have to do is change to bowling shoes. Street shoes are not allowed on the lanes.
Hey, Pig, let's get a move on. They won't hold that lane for us forever.
Oh, why don't you three go ahead and bowl without me? I'll have more fun just watching.
Hey, what kind of talk is that?
Bowling's a snap, Pig. You'll see, it's fun. Come on, let's live it up a little.
Nothing to it.
Come on, Pig, let's give it a whirl. We'll never know till we try.
That's the spirit.
And now.
Or find us on the web at http://// www.UncleFred'sUsedCarEmporium and Pawn Shop located on the corner of Main and 6th, downtownbaltimore.com.
Our feature presentation.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Uncle Fred. I'm out at Uncle Fred.
Seems like a very reasonable web address to me.
Sure. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:34. It's Tuesday, the 24th of February.
What's crackolating, people? How are you, Kevin?
You know how we do.
Right.
Happy to the car chase yesterday.
Happy oh, Kevin the cart. Saw that.
The car chase.
Oh, sweet.
Just once. Why do, don't get me started.
That was a sweet car chase.
Freaking car chase.
That was awesome.
You know, in the 2 hours where Chuck Henry is ad-libbing about a car going down a street, he should question out loud, why don't we have a news director that puts some stories that affect people, that people care about on instead of watching this?
Because they won't watch it.
I know the answer to that, yes, being in news for 14 years, because the ratings spike during car chases.
Hmm.
No matter what time it's at, people go online, they tweet it, people like Chip, Dave,
yep.
Beer Mug, mm-hmm. and people run to their television to watch it.
And does that make the ratings the better for the next day because people have tuned in for that night?
If it's at night, sometimes they'll keep the TV on, then watch that morning show and they never did before.
It's so crazy. You hear those rating stories about how the late night TV shows are affected by how strong the primetime lineup is because people apparently just leave their TV on one channel, which just blows my mind that somebody doesn't
that
change channels to watch the late night show they want, even if they're watching primetime on a different network.
I'm going to watch TV, whatever channel it's on. I hope it's good.
I don't want to get up.
That's really weird.
I mean, they did invent the remote control about 50 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It's not tough to change the channel to a program you want to watch, but when the car chases happen, how many of the local channels are carrying them?
All. If they're good.
Yeah. Usually 9 will start it because they have a ton more news during the day, and then everyone kind of picks up from there. But 9 will stay on it, and I appreciate them for that.
So if you tune in at 5:30 and there's a car chase going on, is it literally on 2, 4, 5, 7, and 9 all at the same time?
And 11.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
That's a good use of resources.
You're just going to have to make peace with the fact that we're going to disagree on this one.
I am definitely in the minority, apparently, between you and the listeners. So.
That was sweet.
Hey, real quick, I know we have a very busy show today with some outstanding guests. Do we have the king? Is the king of Mexico in there?
Yo, yo.
Good morning. Hey, Dave.
Who gave this son of a bitch's green card?
So I wanted to ask Dave about the Cat Cafe. Now, did you go to the Cat Cafe when it was open?
I went up to the pop-up shop, yeah.
And tell me about that. What goes on in the Cat Cafe?
Well, it's used for an adoption, like an adoption agency. So you go and, you know, you just hang out. And when I went, they didn't really have food or beverages.
That's not much of a cafe.
Well, because it was – I went like
really
a preview
just a cat
night. So basically what they would do is they would bring in food and drinks from somewhere else, like boba and stuff like that, teas and stuff like that. So you just get your drinks and you sit there and there's cats everywhere. And then there's kittens in the window and, you know –
It seems poorly run.
Well, no, like I said, it was a pop-up shop.
Just
so
walk into
a
house full of cats with no food.
So you go and you sit.
All of their odors were at 50 Shades of Grey? What was that?
Yeah, you go on this bench and then they also have this like kitten cuddle room, which was awesome.
Oh, man, I don't want to
so
know.
So you just sit in there.
I don't
and, you
need
know,
more detail on that.
You get the little kittens and, and they go all over you and you lay down and you can play with them and you can give them belly scratches. Oh, it was awesome.
Now,
why? What's up?
There are some places that are full-time cat cafes, though, right?
There are definitely in Japan, and mm-hmm. I think there's one that opened up in New York, and I don't know if this one in Los Angeles is going to open up, but
here's what I love.
They raise a lot of money, though.
Any of these questions, you can always say Japan.
Japan,
pretty
yeah.
Much,
that's true.
Pretty much going to be right.
Yeah.
Well, I will see your cat cafe, Dave Sanchez, and I will raise you London's first ever owl cafe.
What?
The Owl Cafe is called Annie the Owl. It is a collaboration between a startup app company and the Barn Owl Center, and it's going to be open March 19th through the 25th. It's a super secret location in Soho in central London. They haven't announced where it's going to be yet, but they did give you the opportunity to apply to visit the Owl Cafe. Over 25,000 people have already signed up for an opportunity to go to the Owl Cafe.
Is there just one owl?
No, there are multiple birds. It says here several beautiful birds have been confirmed for the event, including Darwin, who can rotate his head 270 degrees and eat up to 1,000 mice per year. His name is Darwin.
Who?
See, Dave's doing
See, Dave's doing it.
Put that right in the file. Put that in the file. Come on!
How did Dave have owl comedy at the ready? Also, there's another owl named Winston who's going to be there.
Winston.
And there's an owl named Hootie that's going to be there.
It Does Winston have a monocle?
He's very hip.
Is he a gentleman?
It is a it's a pop-up owl cafe.
Okay, now, what do you do there?
Yeah, forgive me for not knowing, but are owls outgoing? Do they
I don't
like
know
people?
Very much about owls. I mean, I guess the draw for the kitten cafe is you get to, or the kitten cafe, as Dave says, you get to go in and cuddle. You get to play with the animals, but I can't imagine that the owl is going to come and sit in your lap and you're going to rub his little head while you sip tea. I can't imagine that's the plan here.
Do you get to bring in some rodents and then they, you know, you watch them eat? Or how's this going to work?
I was wondering about that because they do mention that Darwin eats up to 1,000 mice per year. And I wondered if that would be part of the entertainment. It's just somebody comes in with a big bag of mice. But then it doesn't sound like that's very sanitary for a cafe either.
Oh, I would totally watch that, though. Like, let it run. Go, rodent, run.
Good luck.
And then, woo!
Now you're getting gladiator times. I'm not sure that's the same thing.
And then you just have owls swooping down from the ceilings, though, like under tables and everything, trying to catch and eat mice. That doesn't sound like a very relaxing evening.
Yeah, they have sharp
claws,
if you will.
Yes, they have sharp feet.
I would think an owl would not be something you'd necessarily want to hang out too close with. But, I mean, 25,000 people already, this thing was just announced a couple of days ago, want to go hang out in an owl cafe. So is this where we're going? Are we going to have, like, tiger restaurants? And, I mean, are just gonna, for whatever animal you're in the mood for that night, you can go eat next to one?
I hope so.
I still don't get this one.
I hope so, too, because the people who want to do that should really probably be taken out.
I think Darwin, being the owl's name, comes into play with a lot of this.
Yes, maybe so. So, well, anyway, March 19th through the 25th, if you're going to be in the UK or you're one of our London podcast listeners, you might want to check out the Annie the Owl is the name of the cafe. And we'll let you know.
Shut up, Dave.
Enough from you, Dave.
Kevin Smith already booked a flight over to punch it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm falling asleep right now. I could be at a brunch with a guy who runs a microbrewery, so let's pep it up.
That's tough competition. The Bachelor Report.
Yeah.
Ralph Garman, Petros Papadakis on the program today. Comedian Brian Regan will be in studio.
Very funny guy.
We have Victoria's Secret model Lily Aldridge talking about
Taylor Swift, I hope.
Why?
Would we talk to Lily Aldridge about
Victoria's
but her good friend T-Swizzle?
I hope your mic works during that interview. The Victoria's Secret swim special. It's a first ever, and I would like to see them build toward once a month. I think they do their lingerie show in December, and every month they put on another one. So this is another new show, and we're very excited about that.
So you want the Victoria's Secret models to have a series, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Let's pitch it.
That makes sense, right?
Sure.
We're also going to give away a trip to New Orleans on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to get into a little bit of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and Bean's girlfriend, Sue-Ann Pien. She's going to be on the program today.
I love her so much.
She's way too excited about this woman.
I'm going with her. I'm a stowaway.
It's a woman that is in the what? Final 100?
Final 100. Take a trip to Mars. A one-way trip to Mars. Yep. She's going to live on the red planet.
Or any of the other alternatives that happen to her. So we've got her on the program today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Leather jacket time. Ralph Garman steps in. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Ralph.
The Academy Awards is finally responding to criticism for leaving Joan Rivers out of the Oscars annual death montage this year. in the In Memoriam segment, Joan Rivers was left out, and people are spinning out.
Yeah, I wondered if she had done movies.
She directed a film,
she did.
Actually.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and she was.
And then
also,
there was one about her.
She appeared in other films as well, yeah. But the Oscars simply said, Joan Rivers is among the many worthy artists and filmmakers we were unfortunately unable to feature in the In Memoriam segment of this year's Oscar show. She is, however, included in our In Memoriam gallery on Oscar.com. We would have loved to include her, but we couldn't decide on which face of hers to use. No, they didn't say that. That was my embellishment.
By the way, I was stunned to see Elaine Stritch left out of the montage. I mean, there's somebody with a many decades show business long career. She seemed like she certainly
was. Was she ever in a movie?
Yeah, she was in a bunch of movies.
I know people were upset that Taylor Negron wasn't in it, but I believe he was out of the window. You know, they go from, I guess, December through...
Yeah, I can never forget.
November. Oh, I thought they went Oscars to Oscars.
No. No, it's
I can never figure that out because the Grammys is a whole different time schedule.
Period
different
of time.
Year.
Yeah. Apparently he will be included in next year's Oscars because of the time period. But, yeah, I have no problem with Joan Rivers being left out.
I wondered when I was watching it how they could possibly fit everybody in there. And then if they can't, how do they decide?
They had some marketing director in there. I know that. They were on early. So I was like, oh, I'm glad that marketing director's getting a mention.
Strange.
In casting news, Calista Flockhart has been added to the cast of CBS's new series, Supergirl. Oh, Supergirl. I can't wait for this series. She will play Cat Grant. I'll tell you about Cat Grant.
Oh, Cat Grant. Have to tell us about that.
Right?
Cat Grant. I mean, you literally don't have to tell us about that.
Right, because you know. So,
No, because we don't know.
Oh. Then I do have to tell you. Cat Grant is a media mogul who Kara Zor-El, Supergirl, will work for when she's not being Supergirl. So Calista Flockhart added to the cast.
I don't know who any of those people are.
You don't know who Calista Flockhart is? Well, Kevin, you don't, but other people do.
She's married to the old dude, right?
Harrison
Ford. Yeah, she is. Forgive me if this is a dumb question, but did Supergirl escape at the same time in a different rocket from Krypton before it blew up?
No, Bean. She escaped after it blew up.
No. I mean, did she come at the same time, like in the final seconds? There were two capsules being shot off of Krypton at the same time?
Yes. They both left the planet at the same time before the explosion. Yeah.
Did they know about each other? Was it just random? Two people have the same idea, like on opposite sides of the planet, or were they working together?
They're cousins.
Why didn't they just go in the same capsule then?
What is happening?
Why didn't they just go in the same capsule?
Bean gets to talk about Mars today. That's what's going on.
I'm serious. Think about space travel?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
That's all they care about.
I wish you had been on Krypton when it had blown up. That's all.
Two people in the same family both use separate rocket ships to leave Krypton and go to Earth. I'm just saying, why not piggyback? Why not go together?
Because at the time, Jor-El and Zor-El were scientists developing the same theory at the same time, but they weren't sharing it with each other.
Do you think this is the best use of our time?
Yes, I do.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Ralph.
Well, it sounds like that's family dysfunction happening.
Open up a blog.
Leonard Nimoy is sick. That's sad news, speaking of geek stuff. He was rushed to the UCLA Medical Center last Thursday, suffering from severe chest pains. He has been in and out of the hospital over the past few months, and he suffers from COPD,
which is a pulmonary disease,
usually caused by long-time smoking. He was a smoker for many years, and so he's got a lot of breathing issues, and they're concerned for his health, so that is sad news. And even sadder news, actor Ben Wolfe passed away yesterday. He was in American Horror Story, if you watched that this past season. He was Meep, the little person actor, was struck by a car in Los Angeles. He was sideswiped, and one of the car's side mirrors caught him in the head, which is a whole nother danger you don't think of for little people. But, you know, a car could swipe you and hit you in the hip and just graze you. But if one of those side view mirrors clips you in the head, it's a whole different injury. That's what happened to him.
You say he was jaywalking?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. And he was advised. He was clipped in the head, and he suffered a stroke yesterday in the hospital and passed away. So if you remember Meep from American Horror Story, actor Ben Wolfe has passed away. He was friends with our buddy Brad Williams, by the way. So
well, they all know each other.
Wow.
street.
Chip, don't jaywalk, Chip. That's what we're saying. We're afraid you're going to get clipped in the head with a side view mirror, and that would make us feel sad.
The mirror might clear, Chip.
True.
Over her head, you
right
mean?
Right over.
I see. Well, the hubcap could clip her. Today's celebrity birthdays, Edward James Olmos. Oh, what an actor. 68 years old today. Actress Kristen Davis. Remember her from Sex and the City. She's 50 years old. Billy Zane celebrates his 49th birthday. And boxer Floyd Mayweather Money Jr., 38 years old today. 38 years old and coming up on one of the biggest fights of his career.
Yeah.
In terms of money. Not in terms of real fighting.
Not that he actually really fights. He's fought in a long time.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is a sweet deal right here. This is it right here. A free trip to New Orleans, including airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash, all brought to us by the movie Focus, which looks awesome, by the way, with Margot Robbie and Will Smith. We're looking for movie fans right now who would like to take a stab at this. Should we say more than that, Kevin, or is that enough?
Yeah, we maybe give the genre.
Movie fans. All right, this is a heist movie. So that's your hint right there. So if you're a fan of that kind of film, then why wouldn't you be? They usually are pretty good, and this one does look great. You can give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll be on hold for a couple of minutes, give you a chance to play a game and win that trip to New Orleans from the Kevin Amin Show. You can call right now.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. will meet Manny Pacquiao in the ring May 2nd in a welterweight showdown that has been coming for 5 or 6 years.
I feel like it's been coming for longer than that. I feel like this is the fight we've been hearing about since we were little kids. And it's finally going to happen now that both guys are in their 80s. You have said many times in the past, Kevin, if I'm quoting you correctly, that you would never pay for another Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight.
Yeah. You have said
and
that.
And how come?
Because he doesn't fight. He turns. Mm-hmm. He turns his shoulder to him. He plays defense. He gets out of the way. Occasionally he'll throw a jab, but he doesn't fight. He doesn't open himself up to any possible attack, and so it's not really a fight. He just runs around the ring, and he's super cocky, and I don't like him.
What does he do, though, when he's got somebody who's fired up and coming after him hard? I mean, he's got a...
That's the beautiful thing about his style and also Anderson Silva, who I also am not a huge fan of, even mm-hmm. though he's one of the greatest in the UFC, because unless the guy brings the fight to them, there's no real fight. But if the guy brings the fight to them, they're the best at it. Anderson Silva's a great counter-striker. Mayweather's a great counter-striker. So, I mean, could be bad news if
so you're going to be able to resist this fight.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the quote from Freddie Roach, who is the trainer for Manny Pacquiao. He says, Floyd Mayweather should enjoy being the A-side while he can, because on May 2nd, Manny is going to put him on his backside.
Yes! Boom!
That's what Freddie Roach said. Let's find out more about what Mr. Roach has to say. He's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. Hi, Freddie. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
Well, congratulations. First of all, I know that you and the team have worked very hard on this for a long time. How does it feel to finally have this fight on the books?
Yeah, well, obviously this is a fight everybody's wanted to see. And so we're just glad it's finally going to happen, even if, you know, we had to wait this long for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people, of course, I'm sure you've heard this, are criticizing the timing of the fight in that it is probably 5 years past each fighter's prime. Do you still think it will be a good bout?
Well, the thing about time is that it affects everybody, you know? I mean, if these guys were in their peak 5 years ago, you can't tell from me because I've seen them both fight and they're both great. But if there's any time has had an effect on these guys. They're both 5 years older, right?
Right. What? How do you think the fight's going to play out?
I think Manny's going to knock him down his ass.
You do?
Listen, I don't like to say bad things about anybody, but Floyd Mayweather's an asshole.
Amen. I'm right there with you, Freddie.
Yeah, thank you, lady.
You're welcome, Freddie.
Now, Manny-O does not have a long history of knocking out fighters.
Manny-O. And Floyd,
Manny-O?
I don't know what
Manny-O?
You're...
You said Manny-O.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Manny does not have a long history of knocking out fighters, nor does Floyd Mayweather. I mean, the consensus opinion seems to be it's going to go to the judges by the end of the night.
Well, that's not going to happen because this is the fight of Manny's life. Manny-O has a lot to prove. here, and he's going to slow down Floyd Mayweather, and he's going to hit him like nobody else has ever hit this guy.
And according to the report that we're reading, Manio is going to get $80 million. And yeah. Floyd, I mean, I'm sorry, Manny Pacquiao is going to get $120
million. Wow. I don't know. I don't know anything about numbers. I just know that we're gonna slow Floyd down in a way that no one's ever tried before.
And what do you mean by that, Freddie? What's that?
Secret?
Glue traps.
Oh. Talking about in the ring?
Yeah, I got the idea because we got a rat problem in the gym here, and I put some glue traps down, and the rats, they're fast, but they get stuck in that glue, and they really can't move anywhere. So we're going to get a giant glue trap, and we're going to try to sneak it into the ring before the fight, and then if Floyd steps in it, he won't be able to run away from Manny. And Manny just goes, punch, 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 punch.
Will Manny-ow not step in the glue?
Well, here's the thing. I've got stilts. I got Manny O and stilts. Manny O's going to be on stilts, and then Floyd's going to be in a glue trap. And it's going to be like, you're going to love this fight. It's going to be great.
Do you think the stilts and the glue trap will avoid detection? I mean, is that possible to sneak in?
They're very, very white.
Okay.
And so is the canvas.
I see.
It's going to blend right in, unless they look at
I think you've got a foolproof plan. You've still got a few weeks to go to kind of refine it.
I got to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm excited that we're giving away a trip to New Orleans every single day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I know you are too, Ralph.
Yes.
But what about 15 minutes from now when Kevin is snorting cocoa powder?
That's going to be a little more exciting, I got to tell you.
I'm excited
about the Focus movie and the trip, but Kevin snorting chocolate is going to be awesome.
And maybe he can smoking smoke it too. We don't know.
Let's roll it up and smoke it.
Every orifice.
It's a trip for two to New Orleans, including airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash, courtesy of the movie Focus, which does look awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Starring Will Smith and Margot Robbie. It's going to be in theaters everywhere this Friday. It's a game that we like to call Pros and Cons.
And we'll fly you up high, baby. And you'll go to New Orleans, and you won't get a lot of booby beats. Do you have the luck?
Oh, yeah.
To make sure you get it right, not wrong, because this is Pros and Cons.
Cons!
All right, Omar, lay down. Take a nap.
Do we need to start screening those, or is that all good?
Do they just give out booby beats all year long in New Orleans, or is it just during a Mardi Gras?
They do all year long, but it's especially spiked at Mardi Gras.
If you're in New Orleans in like May, mm-hmm. someone will give you beads to show your cans?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Beads are awesome.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
It is. Allie sounds like she knows.
Yeah, just saying.
This is a trip to New Orleans, courtesy of the movie Focus, as Bean mentioned. Will Smith, Margot Robbie, star as a team of con artists trying to, as they always do in these movies, bilk some rich person out of their cash. I love con artist movies. And so that's what this game is all about. Pros and Cons is all about famous movies featuring con artists. What we're going to do is give you a little clue about the movie and then play you a clip from the film. All you have to identify is the name of the con artist movie, and that will put you in the drawing, and then we'll draw a winner, and that person will win the trip to New Orleans.
Pretty cool.
Sweet. Sounds simple enough?
Let's start with Crystal in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
Crystal, your film, I'm going to play a little clip from this movie from 1973. This is probably the granddaddy of all con artist movies, starring two professional grifters who try to take on a mob boss, played by Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Here's your clip.
Well, kid, you beat him.
You're right. It's not enough. It's close.
That's the movie. Do you know the film?
The Sting.
Oh, well done.
Boom.
That's surprising. Bean didn't answer that for you. Yes. Hold on. You're in the drawing, Crystal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go to Wilson in Corona. Hi, Wilson.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Wilson. Here's your clip from a movie from 1986, directed by Martin Scorsese, stars Paul Newman and Tom Cruise. It's about a pool player named Fast Eddie Felsen. Newman actually played this role in the film in 1961. This was a sequel. Here's a scene between Tom Cruise and Paul Newman.
This place is an all-time classic.
Hey. Put that cue stick in the trunk.
What am I going to play with?
Play with a house cue. You go in there with that, nobody will come near you with a nickel.
What do you say, Wilson?
Man, I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank? Sorry, man. The Color of Money. The Color of Money is the name of
it. I don't
think
I would have got that either.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you saw The Color of Money?
Yeah, I saw it. I just don't think I would have got it from that clip.
So awesome.
This game is going to make me want to see every one of these movies again, Ralph.
Yeah, I love these films.
All right, let's go to Matt in Huntington Beach. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Matt, this 2001 comedy heist con artist movie is a remake of a 1960 film of the same name. Here in this clip, George Clooney's describing to his men what they're going to try to pull off.
This is the vault at the Bellagio. It's located below the strip, beneath 200 feet of solid earth. It safeguards every dime that passes through each of the three casinos above it. And we're going to rob it.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
What do you say, Matt?
That would be Ocean's 11, mother effers.
With authority. Well done,
with
Matt.
With gusto.
Good answer.
All right. Hold on. You're in the drawing.
Let's go to Daniel in La Puente. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, what's going on,
party
people?
Daniel, this 1994 film is a Western con artist movie directed by Richard Donner. It's based on a classic 1950s television series of the same name. Stars Mel Gibson as a con artist card player. Here's your clip.
I was just saying, I don't see what's so great about being brave. I mean, I'm a card player. You know, I play cards, and you call me a gambler. I want to become an old gambler. You, on the other hand, are a gunfighter. And an exceptional one at that, from what I hear. So if I decided to go up against you, I mean, what chance would I have had? Answer? Zero.
Oh. The fast draws on him. Oh. Oh, ho, ho. You know the name of the movie, sir?
Would that be Maverick?
It would be Maverick.
Wow.
Well done.
Wow.
I didn't think he was going to pull that out.
These are our people. These are our people.
That's impressive.
Impressive.
Daniel, you're going to the drawing. Hold on.
Along with Matt and Krista, we're playing for a trip to New Orleans. We got one for you every day this week here on the Kevin Devine Show. The game is called Pros and Cons. Who's our next contestant?
That would be Erica in Monterey Bay.
Erica? What? So what happened?
What?
Good morning.
Good morning, Erica.
Hi,
Erica, your film is a musical about a con man named Professor Harold Hill. It is based on a famous Broadway musical of the same name. Here's a clip for you.
Now, Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
River City ain't in any trouble.
Well, then I have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band. So why does everybody keep rubbering into the billiard parlor?
Oh, they just got in a new pool table.
Oh, you guys.
What is that impossible answer?
This is a pretty famous musical based about a con man. Maybe the only one I can think of.
Erica, do you have a guess?
No, but I could taste those beignets.
You can taste the beignets.
Yeah, we got to taste them at home because it's The Music Man. The Music Man is the name of that feature film.
Sorry, Erica. She can already taste the beignets.
That is sad.
Your local bakery must have them then.
We got time for maybe one or two more. Ralph, who's up next, Kevin?
Sam and Torrance. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Your film is from 2013. It is a con artist movie about magician con artist starring Jesse Eisenberg and Mark Ruffalo. Here is your clip.
Let me warn you. I want you to follow. Because no matter what you think you might know, we will always be one step, three steps, seven steps ahead of you. And just when you think you're catching up, that's when we'll be right behind you. And at no time will you be anywhere other than exactly where I want you to be. So come close. Get all over me, because the closer you think you are, the less you'll actually see.
Boom! Wow.
Boy, is he
now
a dick.
Now you see me.
Now you see me. Well done,
wow.
Sam. You're in
that
the drawing.
That was a fun movie, though. That was a fun movie,
wasn't
it? They're
making a sequel to be out in 2016. Yeah, making another one.
All right. One more contestant in the drawing for a trip to New Orleans.
And that would be Louis in Monrovia. Or Louis. Is it Louis or Louis?
Yes.
Louis.
It's Louis.
All right.
Hey, Louis. Here is your film. It's a 1988 comedy con film directed by legendary Muppeteer Frank Oz. Stars Steve Martin and Michael Caine as two con artists who are competing to swindle an American heiress out of $50,000 on the French Riviera. Here is your scene.
Don't worry, Rupert. We won't go anywhere without you.
Oklahoma! He'll enjoy Oklahoma's wide open spaces. He loves to run and run and run.
I love this movie so much. Do you know the name?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's a great one. It's called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's so funny. Steve Martin is Ruprecht, the mentally deranged brother of Michael Caine.
That one I haven't seen. That's
You've
good.
Never seen that movie? No. That's so funny.
I love the genre.
Hey, Louis, while one of our listeners is going to New Orleans, you'll have plenty of time at home to rent that and watch it.
Oh, snap.
You don't got to be a dick on top of the fact that we have to hang up on him.
Sorry,
thank you for
Louis.
The call, Louis. Appreciate
Louis.
That. Crystal is in the drawing, as is Matt, also Daniel, Sam. One of them is going to New Orleans, courtesy of our friends at Focus Pictures. Don't forget, Focus is the name of the movie. It comes out everywhere on Friday, and it looks fantastic. Who's our winner, Allie?
All right. I have picked randomly.
Yes.
The name is Matt, and I believe he's an MF-er.
Matt!
That was him.
You're going to New Orleans, MF-er?
Mother effing Ocean's 11.
Very kind.
And stay alive.
Snort.
Get ridiculous.
Hey, I'll take it in any orifice. I'll take it in any orifice.
Yeah, I need to make a note to myself. Stop using the word orifice.
Yeah,
that is a bad
word
in every way.
It did creep a lot of people out to hear you say orifice.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
You did a story on the Showbiz Beat yesterday that captured the imagination of an entire nation. What were you talking about?
Well, actually, I didn't. We talked about this off the air yesterday.
Oh.
But it was the fact that there was a guy who was doing a private party for the Rolling Stones, a Belgian chocolatier named Dominique Persoon. And he was doing a show. He was doing a private event for the Rolling Stones. And he thought, well, it's funny because Keith Richards has sort of a legendary
nose,
legendary reputation for snorting things. In fact, there was that rumor going around for a long time that he snorted his dad's ashes. Remember?
Right.
So he could be closer to him. And so
that's the most rock and roll thing you could do, by the way.
It really is. So as part of the buffet, if you will, he said, I'm going to design a chocolate shooter, in his words, which is a small, tiny catapult with two small spring-loaded little Coke spoons that fling cocoa powder up your nose. That was part of the buffet for the Rolling Stones party. So people were snorting cocoa powder. They were snorting chocolate, to which this chocolatier, Dominique Persoon, says is a brand new way of tasting chocolate. The human nose can detect more than 1 trillion different sensations and scents. Sniffing chocolate is another way of tasting it, he says.
Now, we've heard a lot of people over the years, and we've talked to Dr. Drew about this, about people who snort things to try to get high. They're snorting cleaning supplies or baking soda, whatever it is, because they like the sensation.
Cheap high, quick death.
Cheap high, quick death, right. What does snorting chocolate do? Does it introduce it into your system somehow faster, just like the butt chuggers?
Well, no, you're not trying to get chocolate into your system. I don't know.
But what are you trying to do then? Like, what's the advantage of...
Because 90% of your taste comes from smell.
And supposedly it will do something with the chemicals in your brain and produce almost a euphoric orgasm-like effect. So I'm looking forward to that.
You will sense and taste the chocolate in a brand new way, they say.
I saw the butt chuggers. It's a true butt.
No, they were excellent.
So, I think this did come up on the air yesterday because once you talked about snorting chocolate, then Kevin had this response to us.
Do you hear people are snorting chocolate? Did you read the new story? The new thing is now snorting chocolate?
No, but I got to try it.
Why do you have to try it?
This chocolate is good in every orifice.
Wow. But don't we? Isn't enough to eat it? Or do we have to start snorting cocoa powder?
I don't really know until I try
it. It's a thing. Maybe. All right. Kevin snorts cocoa powder in an upcoming episode.
That's sort of joking, though.
Kevin says he wants chocolate in every orifice.
I did, yeah.
So we're giving you the opportunity today to snort chocolate.
Right. But, I mean, a lot of us make jokes. And we just go, hey, that'd be fun to try.
Well, this
that.
Will teach you to stop being a lying liar who lies. Then either tell the truth or lie. Pick a side. What's it going to be?
I'm about 80% lie. You want me to be 100% one way or the other?
I would, yes.
Oh, hmm.
But in this particular case, you're stuck because we've
brought have
in
a question.
Some chocolate for you to snort.
I have a question for you guys, and that is, how does one snort chocolate? I mean, right out of the jar? Do we put it on the control board like lines, or do we use a spoon, or what's the approach?
It's dealer's choice, really. If it was me, I would do it in a rolled up $100 bill. I would cut it on a mirror with a razor blade, just to harken back to the good old days, and then I would just taking a big old snort. That's what I would do. But Kevin's the chocolatier. He's the one who's
I'm not really a chocolatier.
You are today.
That's your new superhero name. You're the chocolatier. We're going to put you in a costume.
I do love chocolate a lot.
And you like to pack it into every orifice. We know that. Next week is the chocolate suppositories. Those are the ones I'm really looking forward to.
Now, Allie, you sounded like you knew something about snorting. What's going to happen here if he snorts his chocolate? I mean, what's this thing you're talking about, his brain?
Well, that's what the inventor said, that you know how when you have chocolate, it creates this euphoric sense. Mm-hmm. And since it's going directly up your nose, it's going to have a quicker euphoric sense, similar to an orgasm.
So you're going to feel this and feel it fast and feel it hard, sounds like.
Wow. Yes, he is.
That's all creepy.
We get to see it.
So do I have to do this? I mean, brought it.
Wow, I did not read that part, but Allie's right here. It says in the article, Persoon claims that consuming chocolate releases chemicals in the brain that produce feelings similar to those after an orgasm. So this will give you high. They'll give you a high too.
Okay,
Kevin, you're going to get high and you're going to chocolate up your nose.
What particular brand are you?
This
going
is
with?
Nesquik from Nestle. Nesquik.
Strawberry or just regular?
No, it's just chocolate.
What would the point of strawberry be?
That would be not right.
Come on.
Not right.
Kevin,
so we've
been talking about chocolate for 10 minutes. Come on, keep up, woman.
My favorite part of the article, by the way, Chocolatier Persoon emphasizes that the chocolate being snorted has to be pure cocoa.
What?
You can't just start sniffing Nesquik, he says.
That's what I have, Nesquik! Nesquik!
Yeah. Why couldn't you have seen that yesterday?
Read that again!
You can't just start sniffing Nesquik, he says.
Well, then, let's not do that!
You will probably die if you snort Nesquik.
I doubt it says that.
No, he doesn't say that.
All right, let's do this. Dave is filming so we can put it up at the Kevin B. Facebook page at krock.com. Kevin, have you ever snorted anything before?
Wow, you know my life, Bean.
It's really hard. You probably don't remember.
It's really hard to remember a lot of it.
And you've made a lot of bad choices.
I've made a lot of bad choices.
All right, how are you going to do it? You can lay it out on the control?
I'm going to do it with a spoon.
A spoon?
I'm going to do it with a spoon.
Look at the size of that spoon.
It's a pretty big spoon.
You are not...
You are not a cocaine user, or else you would know that was that's not acceptable.
I was
acceptable.
Not a cocaine user. That's
well,
true.
Well, then you need to get...
A much smaller amount?
Yeah, that's, you advise,
that's,
Ralph. How much should you do?
More
like,
than enough.
That's enough?
More
than enough.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Tastes like chocolate.
Does it? But do you taste it down the back of your throat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Left nostril burning.
It's burning a little bit?
A bit.
But it's chocolatey, right?
It's a chocolate burn.
It's a chocolate burn.
So it's all good.
Chocolate burn.
Okay. Strong, though? You recommend it?
No, because I still have a mouth.
Well, as long as I have a mouth, I don't need to put chocolate in my nose.
But what about every orifice?
Well, I'm not going to try every orifice.
All right.
Bend over.
Chip, grab him and turn him over.
Let's do that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
At one time, there were 80,000 people applying to go to Mars and live out the rest of their days. Now they're down to just 100, and we're going to talk to one of them. She's a Kevin and Bean listener. Sue Ann Piana is going to join us on the show right after the top of the hour, and Victoria's Secret model Lily Aldridge next hour as well, too. Ralph is here now. Time for the showbiz beat. What's going on, man?
So we're
going
to wish her a successful death off of the planet.
Well, a successful, long, and happy life living on Mars.
Good.
That's what we're wishing
Enjoy
for
Enjoy dying off Earth.
Well, you're going to die.
Get. That's what you
You're
going
to die if you stay on Earth, too, Ralph.
Yeah,
you're
but you know what I'll be?
That.
With all my friends and all the rest of the Earthlings.
I don't remember talking to her last time, but does she not have friends and family?
She does. She has friends. She has family. She has a girlfriend.
She's
got a lot that she's leaving
No
behind.
One likes her, and she needs to leave the planet.
None of that is true,
by
the way.
She's Beans people. One of Beans people.
I would so go with her if I could.
How can we make this happen?
Man, we want you to go.
Be the best thing ever.
That would be awesome.
All right.
Talk to her next.
It is season 20 of Dancing with the Stars. Season 20.
How is that possible?
I have no idea. Returns on March the 16th to ABC. It's the 10th anniversary and the 20th season, so they do it twice a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they've just released their full rundown of the brand new cast for season 20. And man, for the 10th anniversary, they have really upped the star quotient. Now we really, they're really dancing with celebrities now.
This is always exciting for us every time you
dancing
read the list.
Dancing with the stars has never been truer than in this particular case of the cast of the 20th season of Dancing with the Stars.
All right, let me just take a stab because of the way you sold. Let me just take a stab that they've really gone for the big names.
They got all the big names now. All the big names.
I can't imagine Clooney would be too big. I'm going to say Julia Roberts, though. I bet Julia Roberts is on the cast.
Very close. They do have Riker Lynch. Riker Lynch will be on the show.
Who's Riker Lynch?
Come on!
Who's Riker Lynch?
One of the biggest stars, Riker Lynch.
Of? Biggest stars of?
R5.
What?
He's from R5.
What are you talking about?
He's from R5. Please.
None of the words you're saying mean anything to us.
He is R5.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I think he's in a band called R5.
Oh, it's
no,
a band.
There's no
it's
band
called singer-songwriter Riker Lynch of R5.
Is it our O-U-R?
R the letter,
oh,
five
the, letter.
The number,
that
R5.
That is not a band.
R5. R5 singer and songwriter Riker Lynch.
Are you kidding me?
How did they land him?
I have no idea. Well, because it's the 10th anniversary. Oh. Everybody wants to participate because it's the big 10th anniversary show. Natasha Liukin.
Oh, she's great.
Natasha Liukin will be on.
Who's
the show.
That?
She is an Olympian.
In?
In, let me see here. R5. She's in the band R5. No, she's an Olympic champion gymnast.
Gymnast, okay.
No, gymnast. It says
gymnast.
Right here, gymnast.
All right.
She's a gymnast.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's
leading
gonna be
with the
These
lesser
are the big
stars,
names. No, these
I'm
are the
hoping.
Big names. Alan.
Did they get,
you.
Let me guess again. Did they get Bill Clinton? Is he going to be one of the stars on Dancing with the Stars
season
20?
He passed this year, but they were able to nab Willow Shields. They've got Willow Shields.
Who's that?
Apparently she was in the Hunger Games, Willow Shields.
Well, she's not on the poster, I know that. She didn't make it that high up in the list. They don't even get the most famous Willow in the world.
Robert Herjavec.
Oh,
Robert
Herjavec
is part
destroy.
Of it.
Like
yeah, it. He will destroy.
Shark Tank.
He is from Shark Tank.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Allie knew. Allie recognized
Strawberry.
One of these names.
We're getting... Now, he's what? He's a viewer of Shark Tank?
No,
he watches in Pacoima.
He's one of the sharks on Shark Tank. Allie is 100% right.
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Sam. Mm.
Okay,
now, him we know.
Hey,
him
this
we
is somebody we've heard of.
He is.
He's a gay football player, right?
He is indeed a gay football player. Yes. He
All right.
Participate.
That's at least a name that some of us have heard of.
Suzanne Summers.
Okay.
Oh, Chrissy Snow.
Three's Company. Suzanne Summers.
Thigh master. She'll do well just from that.
That's right. She's got strong thighs.
Mm-hmm.
She must be like
if they have a thigh crushing competition.
70 though.
She is close to 70, I believe.
All
yes.
right.
Look. She's not even the oldest one on the list. Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle, singer Patti LaBelle from R5.
She's not an
R5.
She's a big star with a long career, though. People know her.
She will be, yeah. She's a Philadelphia icon, by the way.
Wow.
She's
she certainly
hometown,
is. It's impressive.
Red Fu.
Okay.
Red Fu.
Mm-hmm.
From LMFAO.
Right.
Yes.
Beer Bug's close personal friend mm-hmm. from the Grammy Roundtable.
Rumor Willis.
Right. Sure.
Bruce Willis's daughter.
Demi Moore's daughter as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Rumor Model Willis. Actress, I guess we could say. We
likes to show off her boobs a lot.
Right.
And her armpit hair. So she's got that going for
I forgot
her.
About that.
Yeah.
Right.
Noah Galloway. Noah Galloway will be on.
Oh, I loved Oasis. That was a terrific band.
That's Gallagher. No, that's
so
exactly.
Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. This is Noah Galloway. Noah Galloway is an Army veteran who was attacked with an IED, and lost his left arm above the elbow and his left leg above the knee.
Wow.
And then, because of his workout regime, ended up on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
Okay.
I remember that dude.
Yes.
I remember that story, yeah.
And so, Noah.
And now he is on... Dancing with the Stars.
Well, he's the one we're rooting for, then.
Yep.
No, he isn't.
No?
I feel like Ralph saving the best for last.
Because the last one on the list is Charlotte McKinney. You may know her from the Carl's Jr. commercial where she was all natural walking through the farmer's market there in the noon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Charlotte McKinney.
We have a winner.
Charlotte McKinney and all of her... naturalness will also be participating on Dancing with the Stars, season 20.
She was just in our studio.
She was, yes.
2 or 3 weeks ago, yes. And couldn't have been lovelier.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Noah still.
Come on!
Yeah, no, I am.
Allie!
I am.
So that's the full list? Is that everyone?
Well, no, there will be a surprise celebrity announced at a later date, they said.
A surprise celebrity?
We weren't able to get 20 this year, so we have a surprise one.
I just read that Rob Gronkowski said no.
Did he? Well, maybe that was maybe that's what left the hole with them.
Hmm.
Maybe Aaron Hernandez will say yes.
He's not doing anything.
Oh, that's
just lifting weights in the yard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I guess they need 12. I guess there's still one gaping hole yet to be filled.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, I already mentioned Charlotte McKinney, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Come on.
How dare you?
What? That's disgusting.
We're saying.
Can't believe Kevin said that.
Hey, speaking of, I can't go there, but Kylie Jenner's in the news. Speaking of what I said just previously at the end of the last story.
Yes, unrelated.
Unrelated.
Uh-huh.
17-year-old Kylie Jenner, who seems to be just as much of an asshole as all the rest of them kind of put together.
She certainly doesn't have a chance. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, she was
her
raised...
Her older sisters and her mom.
She was raised in the ways of assholery from birth. That's
right.
True. The other ones at least had a couple years before they got... They got the asshole Ray turned on them.
Yeah.
She is 17 years old, just announced that she is buying a $2.7 million house in Calabasas.
What is life?
What is life indeed, Allie McKay? What is life?
$2.7 million.
17 years old, or with her own home in a gated community in Calabasas. All money she made from Keeping Up the Kardashians, by the way. She made a lot of money from that show.
Wow.
Scott Disick has made $4 million from that show, a season. He makes $4 million
a season.
Yeah. So Kylie is taking her enormous bankroll, and she is buying herself a house at 17.
She wins, I guess.
Or does she?
Right now, yeah.
Because you know what happens at Thanksgiving? You know who she's sitting next to? Them.
Well, that's true.
Right?
Anytime there's a family gathering, that's your family.
That's right.
So there's that giant downside.
Yeah. Look, she's going to be in her own home at 18 in Calabasas, hanging out with Justin Bieber. You know, it's all going to be end. She's going to get egged or something's going to happen. Today's celebrity birthday is Edward James Olmos is 68 years old today. Actress Kristen Davis turns 50. Billy Zane, 49 years old. Excuse me, and we're just talking about the fight. Floyd Mayweather Jr. fighting Manny Pacquiao come this May. He's 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:07. Comedian Brian Regan coming up. We also have The Bachelor Report, and we have Victoria's Secret model Lily Aldridge coming up as well.
Kevin, you know me. I love space.
Yes, you do.
I want to go to there. I really do. And
we
want you
to go to there.
I was rarely more excited about anything in my whole life than a couple of years ago when we heard about the Mars One project. Now, this is an organization, a nonprofit organization based out of the Netherlands. A guy named Baz Lansdorp came up with a plan to send humans to Mars. Here he was at the time describing the mission.
Our goal is to send humans to Mars and settle mankind on the red planet. And we can only do that with current day technology if we forget about the return mission. The technology to get humans to Mars and keep them alive there exists. The technology to bring humans from Mars back to Earth simply does not exist yet.
All right, so
that seems like
a bit of a good news, bad news situation. Okay,
that's a bad pitch.
Right? Speaking spell, do it. So that's
awesome. That's true.
The good news is you get to go to Mars. The bad news is not so much with the coming home. That didn't stop 100,000 people, including, by the way, me, if I had not been so lazy, I would have applied, from applying to be among the first humans to settle on Mars.
But, Bean, I know you love space. I know blah, blah, blah. But
right.
If it came down to actually leaving Earth and getting on a spacecraft and going toward Mars, you're in.
I'm in.
For
real. I'm absolutely in. They narrowed it down to eventually to 660 people, and just last week they cut it even further. There are now only 100 potential astronauts for the Mars One mission on the list. One of them is our listener, Sue Ann Pien, who joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been almost 2 years since we talked to you. Sue Ann, how have you been, my dear?
Hi, guys. I'm ecstatic. I'm trying to wake up right now.
I know. We apologize it's early, but on what time is it on Mars right now? I feel like you should start getting used to the time change.
I know. I need to switch over.
I am just so elated. You guys have no clue. I literally was crying when I found out.
Yeah, of course. Now, you've lost no enthusiasm for the mission since you originally applied.
No, none at all. No. In fact, I've been living as if I have, 10 years left on Earth. And, going around the world, I have this bucket list of things I want to get done. And, last year would have been year one. So I went out and I climbed an active volcano. I went and, I scuba dived, a shipwreck, surfed in Hawaii, rock climbed.
Same.
In Thailand. Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this list of things she's doing. Remember, because she's planning on saying goodbye to Earth forever.
Yeah, she's going to have a lot of sleep soon.
So, last time we talked to you, Sue Ann, I don't remember what you told us about the people in your life. Because, a lot of people assume, if somebody's going to Mars, it means they got nothing, worth leaving behind here on Earth. They got no friends. They got no family. If I recall correctly, that wasn't your case at all, right?
No. I have an amazing, amazing girlfriend. And she's, she wasn't that thrilled. And, she was crying when she first found out about it. And
really?
And then when I got selected, yeah.
I mean, honestly, how do you bring that up? Hey, I'm taking a one-way trip to Mars. It's been great.
Yeah. No, it's kind of been hard. We had to go to couples counseling and stuff. So
wow.
It's
all right. What about other family? What about parents, brothers, sisters, kids, whatever?
Mom and dad. Yeah. So my dad's side is filled with rocket scientists. My dad's an aerospace engineer, and he's it's really cool. Just don't go on the first team. He's not thrilled about me going on the first team.
Yeah, you always want to let him work out the bugs, I think.
Yeah.
You never get the new iPhone right immediately. You wait for the bugs to get fixed.
No. But Kevin, when it comes to space exploration, wouldn't you have rather been on Apollo 11 and walk on the moon first than be on Apollo 12 and nobody knows their names?
Dude, that's what I was saying, because I was like, do you know that the technology that we took, astronauts to Apollo 11 on it's less than what we have in the palm of our hands. It's less than our little iPhone.
But what it did have was a return plan.
Right. It did.
So, yes, I would have rather been on Apollo 11 if I could have and walked
on the back.
And
all right.
There was actually the option. Now, there's not even an option here of trying to come back, is there?
No, right now there isn't.
They're just going to push you out and go, good luck.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's what I have faith, because I think we can do, I think we can turn Mars into another Earth. Here's why I want to go. Because I think if all you got to do is raise the planet's temperature by 4 Kelvins at the pole and you start a runaway greenhouse effect.
Right.
And basically, yeah.
How do you do that? How do you raise the planet's temperature?
There's different ways that you can do this. Some of the things that you can do is you can bring something called cyanobacteria, which is this tiny little bacteria that poops oxygen on Mars. And you know how Mars used to have an atmosphere, used to have a magnetosphere, used to have a bunch of things that it had conditions for life before Earth had conditions for life, so it was older. And, if we were to start now in about 100 years, maybe a few hundred or so, you would start to create an atmosphere, and you could start to create things to bring it back to life. Hmm. And that's what we're good at. We're humans. We're really great at, none of us would survive a winter in Colorado if we didn't have technology. There's people living on Antarctica right now, and we're not supposed to be living there.
Hey, there's a guy, Sue Ann, who lives on the tiny little island that I live on in Washington State, who just ran a marathon in Antarctica last week. And I'm thinking, humans are really capable of a lot.
Right.
Yes.
But you know what they have?
They have come and visit, Bean.
They have a flight back from Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, here's my question, though. Do you possibly get to know the other people you could potentially be spending the rest of your life with before you go? And if so, are you able to then opt out?
Yeah, what if you get a guy that's a total dick?
Right?
Let's say Bean.
But don't you think compatibility will be part of putting that first mission together?
Dude, that's the most important thing right now. We're actually online. There's this private club of all 100 of us. We're trying to find everybody, and we're taking personality tests, and we're asking people, okay, who's Who's like the messy one here? Because some of us don't like that. We don't want to wake up in the morning and see your dirty work, like underwear on the floor, your socks all over the place. So we are. That's actually the most important element. And we're going to be training together for the next 8 or 9 years.
I think Sue Ann's gone bye-bye.
No, Sue Ann is doing the exact right thing. All right, so only 24 people are go up at the first, is that right, or fewer than that even?
No, there's actually going to be 6 to 10 teams of four that's going to be training at the same time. So mm-hmm. if anybody were to drop out, or if the team suddenly, you know, there is like, you know, someone that's a dick and nobody likes him, and we don't get along, then that team would get cut. And you still have, you know, another 5 or 9 teams that we're training. And then what happens is at the last minute, you know, you have up until you're sitting in the locket to say, whoa, I can't do this. I'm not.
That's going
to
be quite a day.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm out. Right. Next in. Okay, he's out. Next in. We got a line. Line up over here, people.
And then no one wants to go. Sue Ann, we don't have very much.
Can you do something awesome for my girlfriend? Because she was so pissed that she, like, wrote the song about.
Oh, what? What do you want us to do?
Can you play like just a clip of her song that she wrote? It's called Forever
yes.
Goodbye.
We will do that for you. Now she wrote a song to you basically now to say goodbye to you for when you leave 5 years from now or whatever?
Yeah, she's dedicating, and it's like 10 years from now, she's dedicating it to that. So
have you guys talked about how long you have to be gone before she can start dating again?
Seriously.
No.
I mean seriously, you're not coming back, Sue Ann. She's not going to wait forever.
No, but Sue Ann, Bean's right. I mean, best case scenario, you go to Mars and live forever, but you don't come back ever. Right?
Yeah, but she's not allowed to date again.
Wow! What a bitch!
I think that's very reasonable.
All right, here's the song.
I promise them that I'll let you go. Stop the rain coming.
She's already dating, right?
This is her way of telling you.
I mean, she's right. I mean, she's on Tinder right now.
Hey, Sue Ann, we're out of time, but what happens next? What's the next cut or the next step towards getting you to live on Mars?
We're going to be training as teams together now to see which ones of us actually play well with each other.
And when does all that start?
I think it's going to be probably towards the end of the year.
Oh, wow. So it's getting close now. This is exciting.
Yeah.
And by getting close, you mean 10 years. Before this supposed trip goes to Mars.
This is all nonsense. Don't poo-poo the trip to Mars.
This is nonsense.
Oh, Sue Ann, I'm going to be so sad for you if you don't get to go. I really am pulling for you. I really hope you make it.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Can you nominate Bean to go as well, or is it too late for that?
He could apply now. They're going to open up another selection round.
Bean, you can apply now.
I'm so in.
Do it.
All right, Sue Ann, thanks so much for waking up early and talking to us. Please keep in touch with us. We're rooting for you, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Comedian Brian Regan, next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show from Victoria's Secret. Lily Aldridge joins us in about 10 minutes or so. But first, I thought we'd be done talking about the Academy Awards. I'm pretty much over the award season.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, this Eddie Redmayne just impressed the heck out of me. He was expected to win, but did you see how excited he was when he won his Oscar?
Yeah. That was and sometimes you get the feeling that they're sort of faking. Mm-hmm. I mean, just he seemed so genuine, like he might have a heart attack and die.
It was awesome to see, and it was great, and he gave a wonderful speech. Of course, he was the actor who won the Best Actor Academy Award this year for his portrayal of Dr. Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, and he gave a very nice shout-out from the podium to Stephen and his family. And we thought it might be fun to kind of check out with our old friend Dr. Hawking and see what he thought about it. I remember talking to him about the movie, but what does he think about the Oscar win? Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Good morning to you. Did you watch the Oscars? Were you pulling for your man, Eddie?
Of course, I was rooting for Eddie to win the Academy Award.
You think he did your story justice?
I believe he did an excellent job in portraying me. Mm-hmm. Of course, I am much more handsome than he is, but there's nothing you can do about that.
So have you reached out to him? Or have you stayed in touch with him since the movie was made?
I sent him a message via Facebook.
Okay.
Congratulating him on the big win. I just wish Felicity Jones had won as well.
Yeah, she was terrific playing here. She was playing the wife that you left for the nanny, right?
That's right. Plus, I'm also banging her.
You're banging Felicity Jones, too?
I am destroying that.
Really?
Down below.
That's a little shocking.
In fact, we are going to Rio de Janeiro later today on a romantic getaway trip.
Wait, hold on a second. You're like 75 years old, and you're telling me that beautiful young actress who played your wife in the movie, Felicity Jones, you are taking away on a romantic vacation.
That's right. When you've got it, you've got it.
I guess.
So I'm going to fly her away on my private jet at noon. Wheels up at 12 o'clock.
Wow.
Okay. Wheels up.
Thank you for getting the joke, Allie McKay.
You're welcome, Stephen.
Because I have wheels on my chair.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Right. And then you go up.
I still got it.
You feel anything at all when you snorted that cocoa, by the way? Did it have any effect on you whatsoever?
About? Snorting
last hour when you snorted the cocoa.
I wouldn't do that. That's a stupid thing to do.
Did it give you cheap high quick death?
Well, not quick death.
Memory loss?
Yeah, well, that's tough to measure.
He has already forgotten that he snorted the cocoa.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not seeing Lily on the phone, are you?
Not as much as I'd like to.
The first ever Victoria's Secret swim special. Now, this is different from the swimsuit special, I guess, right? This is different from the fashion show that they do in December. This is something completely different. It's going to be airing Thursday night at 10 o'clock on CBS. It's going to be it was filmed in Puerto Rico, by the way. A lot of our favorite ladies are going to be on the show. Candace Swanepoel is going to be on the program. Adriana Lima is going to be on the show. Vahari Prinsloo, Alessandro Ambrosio. But I think the best of all of them is our friend Lily Aldridge, who we're going to have on the phone any second now. Any damn second.
Yeah.
I mean, we're close. We are so dangerously close to having Lily Aldridge on the phone. I can't even stand it.
Hey, Lily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You're always so excited whenever you're in Los Angeles, aren't you?
I'm so excited. I grew up here, so coming home is like the best. I'm like, why don't I live here? What am I doing?
Well, because you have a husband and you're a good person who goes where your man wants you to be. That's why.
Wow, easy.
Sure, I've been imported to Nashville, but I love Nashville. Nashville's awesome.
What about this time of year? Is Nashville as cold as it's been up?
Nashville's freezing right now. We actually have these things called ice quakes, which I've never heard of before, but it sounds like explosions are going off, and I guess the earth is so cold it's popping.
Are you serious? There's something called ice quakes?
Yes, and it just happened the other night for the first time, and it was so terrifying.
Are you positive you didn't hear that wrong?
I'm positive.
Ice quakes.
I'm positive because I was so confused, and one of our neighbors, Liz, told us about it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, Lily, before you came on, Allie McKay, who works there on the program, Allie, what was the research that you were giving us about Lily's family?
Well, her mother, a Playboy Playmate of the Month, her half-sister, the face of a campaign for many years. Mm-hmm. And my question was, please have someone just not magazine worthy in the family. It's concerning.
Question, do you have any ugly family members?
Do ya?
Yeah.
And just lie.
I gotta tell you, that would suck.
There's no one in your family who's ugly?
Everyone's
beautiful in their own way, but we're talking about, you know.
Any dogs, you can tell that.
No.
You don't have any dogs in the family?
No.
All right.
They're all lovely.
You posted an adorable photo on your Instagram the other day of your little daughter playing the keyboards, right?
Yep.
How old is she now?
She's two.
And she's making music now, or was that just some sort of a stage photo where you propped her up in front of Daddy's workspace?
She loves going into Caleb's studio and playing with guitars and keyboards. She's very musical. She's not playing anything, but she was she was making noise on the keyboard, and it was just
moment. I mean, that's got to be so cool and so fun for you guys as a family. But I mean, somebody who's raised in a household where somebody is writing and recording and playing music all the time, I mean, I guess they would kind of gravitate toward that. They'd be interested in that. So that must be so fun for you guys.
It's so fun, and she loves it. If she's ever missing, we go into Caleb's studio, and she's in there.
She's always hiding in there.
Yeah, she's escaped us. She's always in the studio.
That was adorable. All right, Lily Aldridge is on the line, of course, Victoria's Secret Angel. She's part of the Victoria's Secret Swim Special. Now, this is the first time they've ever done anything like this. Is this a show about the filming of the swimsuit issue?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. You've kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the swim catalog, and there's performances by Juanes, which I'd never heard of him before, and he's an incredible Colombian performer, and Maroon 5. And we just had a lot of fun. You got to see like a behind the scenes glimpse of our life.
And this is part one of a 10 or 12 part series?
Just one.
Come on!
I'm sure they have enough footage for a 10 part series.
That's what I'm saying. Let's release it.
We'll do it. I'll send you the uncut edition.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kevin was so excited when he saw that this swimsuit special was happening because, you know, on the heels of the special you guys do every December, he thought maybe they're making it a series. Maybe you guys are going to be on TV like every week. That's the goal here.
Like the new reality show.
Once a month.
Yes.
Once a month if you're lazy. But like every week in a perfect case scenario.
I'd be into it.
All right.
I'd have too much fun.
Lily, had you ever been to Puerto Rico before?
I had never been to Puerto Rico. It was so beautiful and so much fun. We had the best. We had too much fun, to be honest. Like when I look at pictures, I'm like, we're getting in too much trouble.
Do you zip in and like shoot the photos in a couple of days and then zip out? Or do you actually have time to like hang out and go around the country?
No, usually it's just in and out, usually 1 or 2 days. Like we'll fly. I went to Bora Bora once with Victoria's Secret. I literally flew in, shot, and then flew out the next day. Totally crazy.
Oh, that's criminal.
It's crazy.
That's criminal.
I know. That's what I said.
People in the northeast of this country are going to be watching
you,
like, in the ocean, wearing no clothing, and they're going to be freezing.
I know. I'll be crying, too. I'll be in New York freezing with them.
Oh, that's a bad choice. Don't go there.
She's getting the ice quakes.
What's the temperature in New York right now?
I don't know. I flew from Nashville yesterday, and it was like 30 degrees. I think it's probably much colder in New York.
Yeah.
Too cold.
By the way, I know that there are some hazards in your job, but I watched this video of some of the shoots that they were having you guys do where you're in caves, like in rushing waters, and then they have you propped up on like giant rocks that look kind of dangerous.
Yes.
Has anyone ever gotten hurt trying to take a picture for the swimsuit issue?
No, no one's ever gotten seriously hurt, but they did do this little teaser of me. I got like a tiny scratch on my leg, and they like made it very dramatic, and it was kind of hilarious.
All the EMTs were like, I'll look at it, I'll look at it.
They like ran and check it out. First aid, and I was like cracking up. Like, guys.
It must be so tough sometimes to, you know, do the right pose and stand in the right way when you're in the water or on rocks or something like that. I mean, I imagine it takes some getting used to learn how to do that.
You don't have to tell me.
You're not a professional.
Right.
I find that hard to No, it's fine. I mean, I'm totally used to it. One time I was shooting, though, in Aitutaki, and there was all these sea cucumbers all over the floor.
Where is Aitutaki?
I've never heard of that place. What is it?
It's in the Cook Islands. Kind of between, like, it's by Bora Bora. It's in New Zealand.
Okay.
Around New Zealand, I'll say. I don't know exactly what it is.
I'm going to believe you.
But so you're posing, and there's all these sea cucumbers literally all everywhere on the underneath the water. So you're
and do they, forgive me for not knowing this, but do they bite, or what do they do?
They're just squishy and gross. And so you're trying to be sexy, and you're stepping on these little squishy.
Are you positive that's what it was?
I'm not positive.
Okay. Because we've never heard of that either. So
a sea cucumber?
I don't know anything about a sea cucumber.
You guys, come on.
I don't.
Well, we don't go to the places you go, Lily. I mean, this is, you have a, you know, you have a bizarre life, right?
I love it. She's like, you guys are idiots.
Please. Like, you guys haven't been doing a photo shoot and stepped on one of those.
Where do you want to go in the world, Lily, that you've never been able to go?
The Kevin and Bean studio.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed when I saw my schedule was a call in. I was like, I was supposed to go to the studio.
You did say you would come in.
That's, I know.
What happened?
I was very sad about it.
So that was a lie.
Is it just that when you're in LA, you're just too darn busy? Is that what it is?
And I'm not. I would have woken up 2 hours earlier to come in.
Oh, now this hurts. Now you're hurt. Now you're hurt.
I was like, guys, okay. I specifically requested that I come to see you guys.
What?
Well, now
wait,
I'm.
Wait, who dropped the ball then?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to talk to someone at Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
All right. Last question for you.
It's on.
Lily, you are going to be making a rare in-store appearance at the Victoria store at the Beverly Center tonight at 6. Is that true?
I will be there.
And who are you showing up with? Jasmine Tukes is with you, right?
Me and Jasmine Tukes, we're going to be taking photos with fans if you guys all want to come. I think you should be there with us, with me and Jasmine, because I'm sure they would rather meet you than
oh, yeah.
me and Jasmine.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah. Hey, could those guys get out of the photo, please?
Do you do a lot of these, and what kind of crowd do you, like, what do people say to you in the 15 seconds that they have to interact with a Victoria's Secret model? Because I'm sure it's something a lot of guys have been thinking about their whole lives, so what happens when they get up to you?
Usually men are very quiet. They don't really say much. And there's lots of young girls who are very sweet. And, I went to one at the Grove when it was like Heidi Klum and Tyra Banks. I went
really?
Like, yes.
Oh
so when I see all these young girls, I'm like, oh, my God, it was me. It's me.
Now, Lily, were you involved with Swim City in Nashville when it came through?
I was, yes. My husband has a food festival in Nashville, and I invited the Sports Illustrated people there, and they fell in love with Nashville, and they wanted to do the launch there, and we did it, and it was awesome.
Explain to Kevin and Bean what it is, because I had friends that went and were so creepy about it, and I thought my friends were normal. And then they went, and I'm like, how many guys just lined up to go to this tent in Nashville to stare at these beautiful women and interact creepily?
It wasn't like that because there was live music happening the whole time, so it's more like you're just kind of like mingling around. Like, people were totally fine with me.
But you didn't meet my friends then.
Yeah.
I did not.
At every one of these events we've talked about, there have to be creepers.
Yeah.
There have to be people where you just try not to make eye contact with them.
No.
Come on, Lily.
You're so
She's
sweet.
So nice.
She's so sweet. She's pretending like she hasn't seen me in line before. Yeah. That's very nice of Lily.
I didn't want to call you out on the radio.
I thank you for that, Lily. All right, listen, this afternoon from 6 until 7 o'clock, the Victoria's Secret at Beverly Center, you can meet Lily Aldridge along with Jasmine Tukes. That's there. You can get all the details on online at the Beverly Center. And also, the first ever Victoria's Secret swim special is going to be airing this Thursday night at 10 on CBS, filmed in beautiful Puerto Rico. It looks outstanding. Lily, next time.
I know.
I'm telling you, next time, work out your schedule and come on down, okay? You can play guest DJ.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Lily.
Bye.
Thank you, dear.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Two words. Bachelor Report.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next is Petros Papadakis joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's Tuesday. First, the Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before we get to that, it's New Release Tuesday.
Yeah! I'm going to turn the moon in. What's going on? I'm going to turn the moon in. I'm going
to
have some fun.
Some Oscar winners on DVD for you to check out if you missed them in theaters. How about Big Hero 6?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Won the Oscar for Best Animated
Film. Heard it was
film.
Great.
Maya Rudolph, Alan Tudyk, Jamie Chung, okay. My good buddy Genesis Rodriguez. She's also in that. It's available on DVD if you want to check it out. J.K. Simmons won the Oscar for his performance in Whiplash. That's out on DVD today as well. He co-stars with Miles Teller. Horrible Bosses 2 won no Oscars, but it's not as good as the first one, if that means anything to you. So you can check that out. TV shows on DVD, Sons of Anarchy, Season 7. Do they include, as a special feature, the guest host of...
I doubt it.
Anarchy After Anarchy?
Oh, I hope so.
The talk show featured After Anarchy? The man
Anarchy
with the
afterward.
The man with the paralyzed arm? Is that available on
Season
7?
Remember when Kevin went on TV and couldn't move?
I do, yeah. Remember?
I don't.
He was auditioning for Theory of Everything. He wanted to be Stephen Hawking. But they gave it to Eddie Redmayne instead. It's a shame. And Kid Rock has a new CD, so there you go, if that is something that would interest you.
I love
it's
Kid Rock.
On vinyl and
what?
CD.
On vinyl
and cassette.
And
as
cassette
well.
As well, yeah.
Not on film.
I have a clip on film. Kid Rock. You want
to
hear a little?
I'd love to hear some new Kid Rock. Yeah, because I'm expecting to actually hear Kid Rock. This will
Stepping
be great.
Outside of that limo, my nerves are such a mess. But hopefully all you noticed was my knockout dress. I dropped that bomb and I love making you laugh. I've been working so hard, yeah. Time and a
Here's
half.
Kid.
Flying down low rapids. My heart is beating fast. I hope I don't fall out so I can do make love last.
Yeah, he still got it.
Yeah, he still has it.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Note to Omar, we're going to have to remove the rap from the prominently featured part of the clip for the next segment.
Oh, is that rap?
Take that out. Well, that's from The Bachelor, yeah.
Well, I know, but it was from last week.
Yeah, that girl was featured prominently in that
I could hear that again right now, Ralph.
Well, and will you stick around
Stepping
a couple minutes.
Outside of that.
I will. You will. Dancing with the Stars, season 20. They just announced the cast this morning. A high-powered cast of stars will be dancing with professional dancing partners could not be more excited to watch Noah Galloway. He is a U.S. Army vet who was the victim of an IED. He lost a leg and an arm, and he will be dancing. Seems like he's at a bit of a disadvantage with the rest of the bipeds who will be dancing.
You call them bipeds?
On the show, yes. But, hey, I wish him all the best.
Sure.
Robert Herjavec.
Oh, Robert Herjavec.
Well, Ellen sure. McKay's right away was like, Shark Tank!
That's my Friday night.
You should take a product on Shark Tank, Allie. You should come up with an invention and put go on Shark Tank.
Done.
I'd like to watch that. Patti LaBelle, singer.
Sound like a question?
Okay. She'll be in the show.
All right.
Nastia Liukin. She's a U.S. gymnast from the Olympics.
Now, athletes have done really well on Dancing with the Stars over the years, right?
Especially NFL players.
A lot of
players.
Olympians have won it.
NFL players, too. Michael Sam, speaking of football, he's going to be participating. Riker Lynch from R5 will be there.
Riker.
What a get.
Red Foo.
Oh, Red Foo.
What a get.
We'll be dancing with Emma Slater. Bet she's thrilled. Charlotte McKinney. Charlotte McKinney from that commercial, Carl's Jr. commercial on the Super Bowl, where she was naked eating burgers.
We should have her in.
We had her in already,
oh,
Kevin.
Right.
Willow Shields from Hunger Games?
That's what we're being told,
That's
yes.
I'm being told. She was in that. Suzanne Summers. I don't need to tell you who she is. Thighmaster. Yeah. Also, that 70s show. No. That show was on in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Rumor Willis. Oh, I got to get that. Rumor Willis.
Are you shaving?
What's
That was my
What's
phone.
Your vibrating pants?
It's my phone, which is on vibrate so that it doesn't ring.
Ah.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Move it away from the microphone. That would be even more helpful.
It is about 4 feet away. I don't know why you heard that.
Then you have a gasoline-powered engine on your phone to vibrate it.
And I'd like more info on that.
Yes. She would like to know where you get one of those vibrators. Rumor Willis, daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, will also be dancing. And a surprise celebrity will be announced at a later date. Meaning we couldn't fill up all the slots we had. So we're going to add one sooner than later.
Can't wait for that.
Me too.
By the way, Allie, you don't know this, but when Dancing with the Stars came to America, it was one of those many shows that was an import from around the world. And we had on the executive producer of the show, and we did everything but challenge him to a duel if that show was a hit. We said, there's absolutely no way. I think you know. We know America, all right?
Yeah.
And Americans are not going to watch
ballroom
celebrities
dance.
Ballroom dance. It's just not going to happen.
That didn't go well for you guys.
It's going to fail.
Yeah.
It can't work.
No. One on a list of many, many things.
And we didn't go, how's that going to work?
You just said
dicks.
No.
Yeah, we just said no.
We were dicks. We guaranteed the guy was an idiot. He's wasting our time and his. And here we are on season 20 now, and it's still a smash sensation.
And they never had stars.
They did early on. The first couple seasons, they had some stars.
Like, two or three.
Listen, Alfonso Ribeiro won last season, okay? What more do you need when it comes to stars?
Bigger ones?
So he was freaking the guy from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Carlton.
He was that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And lastly, Foo Fighters are sure filling up their schedule. They're staying busy. They just announced they will headline the 19th edition of the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan this summer. The festival runs from July 24th through the 26th at the Neba Ski Resort in Niigata, which is, by the way, nowhere near Mount Fuji, so they don't know why they call it the Fuji Festival, but that's where they're going to be this summer. So if you're in Japan, you want to see the Foos, boom.
Good tip.
They'll be there for you. Our Japanese affiliate still carries us, right?
We don't have a Japanese affiliate.
We don't?
No.
Then why do I start off every Showbiz Beat with konnichiwa?
I don't know. We wondered that for years.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Edward James Olmos is 68. Kristen Davis is 50. Billy Zane is 49 years old. And Floyd Money Mayweather Jr., soon to be boxing, Manny Pacquiao, finally, in May.
Yep.
So we got a lot of time to think about whether we're going to pay for that or not, Kevin and I.
We're going to pay for it.
We're going to pay for it.
I don't want to.
He's 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks for tuning in this morning. Comedian Brian Regan joins us in moments. A lot of people, Ralph, are saying that Tuesday is their favorite day of the week on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know why?
Bachelor Report?
Bachelor Report!
It's time! We got the Big P and Garman, and they watch The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking hallelujah.
Woo!
Girls crying hallelujah.
Woo!
The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to ya. The Bachelor Report, we're gonna give it to ya. The Bachelor Report.
Petras, Bob Vegas from the Petras and Money Radio Show on Fox Sports Radio AM 570 and on the TV on Fox Sports 1. How are you, P? What's going on, man?
What's popping with y'all? Good morning, everybody.
P, we're rounding the final curve of our journey here.
Yeah, usually kind of the boring time when you just get a lot of lip smacking, a lot of dates. But I got to say, Ralph, to me it feels like The Bachelor's like saving money. First of all, they didn't travel anywhere this year. And every single season when there's dates in the last episodes and they're on a boat in a bay in some tropical island and him and her jump into the ocean,
right.
Usually there's a cameraman, a frogman, under the water shooting up her crotch.
Sure, you got to get the butts.
Sure.
And the butt cam. And they didn't have that this year.
No.
They have a frogman with a waterproof camera in Bali last night, and I just kind of feel like they're cutting some production corners.
I noticed. I thought of you because I saw them jump into the Indian Ocean, and then they were just right back on the boat again. I said, oh, P's favorite shot is gone.
Yeah, I just like that frogman shot. And then they always say this during that. It felt like we were the only two people in the world.
That's right. We're all alone.
Except for the 30 people just at the craft service table around the band.
For the staff on the rowboats who were surrounding us.
The camera and the camera assist guy. Every camera has a dude that just holds a cord and follows it around. I mean, right. There's hundreds of people.
Let me ask you guys this. Was it last year or the year before where there was a little bit of a controversy because the couple did it in the water at this point of the competition?
Oh, dude.
That was like mid-season last time when they did it in the ocean there.
Juan Pablo.
I just wondered, is that something that revisited us this year?
There was sexing going on last night, but it was all in the fantasy suites.
Where they have sex, and everybody knows it.
Starting off with Caitlin. Caitlin, you may remember fondly, was the girl on The Bachelor, was also responsible for the Bachelor rap that we love.
Stepping outside of that limo, my nerves are such a mess. But hopefully all you noticed was my knockout dress. I dropped that bomb and I love making you laugh. I've been working so hard, yeah, time and a half.
Flying down the rapids, my heart is beating fast. I hope I don't fall out so I can make love last.
Yeah!
I gotta tell you, that rap, first you think, wow, she's bad, and then when he starts rapping, you go, she's not so bad. She's actually pretty good.
He's the rapping farmer, as he's known now. They were in Bali, and they were feeding the monkeys. You know, Bali loves their monkeys.
A lot of monkeys there?
Tons of monkeys, just roaming the streets. Monkey, monkey, monkey.
And that's kind of cool, right? I mean, I sort of wanted to play with those monkeys.
I felt the same way until I saw what happened.
A massive monkey was just like, whoop, up Chris's back, and grab the banana out of his hand.
Ah! Oh, he's big.
I'm scared. He just peed on you.
He did?
Yeah.
No way. No problem. Just a little pee-pee.
What's happening?
Yeah, the monkey peed on him.
Hey, it happens like that, you know, in Bali. It's no big deal. I mean, he was sweating like a freaking animal anyway.
I was going to say, it took away from all the sweat shots.
He was good soaked Lord. Through.
Are you positive it was sweat?
Nope.
That shirt must have smelled like farmer sweat and monkey pee by the end of the day.
Oh.
Not a good combo.
And shame and indecision.
Oh. And then when they got to the date with the fantasy card, could Caitlin have said yes any quicker, P? Do you think she was eager to have sex with him?
She was very thirsty. But you know what? She has dual tricep tattoos, too.
She
and I'm
does.
Not judging, but a chick like that's kind of loose.
That's a safe bet, I think. If a girl has the matching tattoo on both triceps, I think you've really got a pretty good shot.
Please use this key to stay together as a couple in the fantasy suite. I can't imagine saying no to that. I would love to.
I would agree. I think we deserve this.
We really do deserve it.
That's right.
Yeah. Because they've had such a hard day traipsing around Bali playing with monkeys. They really deserve some hot sex.
Hey, he got peed on.
He did get peed on, yeah. He might have been in the fantasy suite, too, by the way. For
we don't know. There's no
it
camera in there.
It was boring from there, though. I mean,
no, then we had Whitney.
She's a big stork. She's got a voice like a... Her voice is so... I mean, look, I know that I have
Take it easy, P.
I have a deal-breaking voice.
Right.
I know.
I don't think her voice is that annoying.
That's very sweet of you, but This is a voice that is a deal breaker for me.
Let's take a little sample. Let's take a listen to Whitney and see if this is a voice you could spend the rest of your life with.
Last time I saw Chris, I opened up about my feelings and let him know that I had fallen in love with him. This is the first time I've seen him since then, and there couldn't be a better place to continue this love story.
Oh, man.
She's a munchkin.
She sounds exactly like Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, she does have kind of that Mindy Kaling thing.
Yeah, but Kaling is plump.
She's kind of like a Kristen Chenoweth crossed with Mindy Kaling.
Boy, that's
with
a munchkin.
Girl, she's long and angular and not attractive in a sexual way. And
we just listen.
A nose that cuts turkey.
But she was eager also on the fantasy for the fantasy suite.
They're thirsty, man. They're thirsty for Chris.
Well,
what do you think?
Thought a lot about this.
And
I think it'd be great.
I think it'd be great.
What do you think? What do you think?
This journey's been intense and difficult.
Yeah, he's earned it
time
again.
Alone exactly what we need to take things to the next level.
We just had
so absolutely.
We just had a bottle of Chardonnay and some nice chicken. We've earned this.
Here's the key to Boner Town.
Yeah. Welcome to my vagina.
Then the Virgin. Then Becca the Virgin.
Oh, then the whole the last hour of the show became about this one girl's virginity.
Yep.
Who just won't shut up. Okay, you're a virgin.
Yep.
There's a lot of people. Everybody was a virgin. I was once a virgin.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody was a virgin. Shut up about it.
But what is she going to do on their big date? Because he doesn't know, P. He doesn't know she's a virgin.
I get it, but we didn't have to go through it at every break and coming up, the virgin.
But then we had to,
it's just like, come on.
But we had to talk to the Balinese Swami who was going to tell their future, remember?
You know, after that Swami told us to make love, I was so uncomfortable.
Here she is asking the Swami what they should do on their big date.
We have a really big date tonight.
Yeah.
It's very important. Do you have any advice?
Kalau dilakukan, malas.
I know what he said.
Making love.
Oh. Okay.
His advice is that we should make love. I believe that's a direct quote. Making a love.
But she's a virgin!
Yeah, my wife said last night, she did go into the fantasy suite, and my wife said last night that she thought that maybe they did something else.
You think?
Well, she got to do something, right? It's a fantasy suite. You got to. He's earned it. You got to satisfy
somehow. He has earned
it.
You can talk and kiss.
They have all kinds of lotions and oils in the bathroom of nice hotels.
I felt bad for him because she did say yes to the fantasy suite, and then when she got in the fantasy suite, that's when she dropped the bomb that she's a virgin.
Smart.
And Chris Soules, the farmer who's the bachelor, he's a big sire anyway. He sighs a lot when he's confused or upset.
Right.
This was my favorite sigh of the evening last night.
I am a virgin.
After that bomb was dropped.
That's his way of saying, mother effer.
Couldn't you have told me before we got into the fantasy suite? Now I have to spend all night with you talking.
Yeah, that was just a deep, that was like a life's disappointment kind of sigh.
It was. Like I've made some poor choices.
I have a big issue about where things went from there, Ralph.
Well.
They go do a rose ceremony at, like, a holy temple, some temple in Bali.
Yes.
And Chris Harrison, your friend, and I don't want to say anything bad about this
Good.
Guy.
Good. Don't.
But, you know, he shows up in a freaking, like, white outfit with this sash.
Yes.
Looking like a monk. And sits there and tells Chris, this is a holy place, you know. We can't have any kissing or hugging.
Right.
It's a holy place, and you got to hold hands only.
Right.
And please respect it.
Yes.
And hold on. It's like, if it's such a freaking holy place, why are you shooting the effing bachelor there? I mean,
they should call it the effing bachelor, by the way.
It's more of a desecration than anything, than anybody kissing. You know, don't sit here and preach to me, Harrison, about respecting a holy place when you're desecrating it with your television show that makes a mockery of love and marriage.
This is a holy journey of love, The Bachelor. That's why they had it there.
How dare you tell him to respect anything or preach to us at all, Harrison?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
And then Caitlin was the one who was let go. I was surprised. The double tricep tattoo, wrapping Caitlin, she was let go.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, she won. I mean, it was very emotional, but you win when you lose on this Bachelor. Because you don't have to move to a town of 400 people in Iowa.
That's true.
And that's, you know, none of these chicks are going to do that. And that's why most of these people never get married anyway.
But let me ask you guys, are they still acting like that is the goal? I mean, are they seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they still do.
Oh. And she
he
was
owns
in
a big ass farm. He can't go anywhere.
Right. He's got a multi-million-dollar farm operation there in Iowa, and he can't go anywhere, so they have to stay with him.
He's like Bean with all those animals.
That's right. She was in the car on the way home, though, and Caitlin, she was a little embarrassed.
This is the most humiliating moment of my whole freaking life.
Most humiliating moment of her whole freaking life. To which I answered, more than the rap? When she was doing the rap?
Yeah, the rap
really?
Was worse.
That was much more humiliating.
Or laying down for those double sparrow tricep tattoos.
All right, you say we're rounding the final quarter,
yes,
Ralph. How many more episodes of The Bachelor?
The women tell all next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
They're going to tell it all.
Oh, they're going to square off. There's going to be some chick fights, I'm guessing, next week.
Girl fight tonight. They're going to bring back the crazy chick. They're going to bring back the black widow that Ralph alleges killed her husband.
She murdered her husband, yes.
And the smelly one. The smelly one's coming back.
Smelly's
My
coming
favorite,
back.
Favorite, the plus size model, that big cow. I loved her.
Yes.
I remember on the first night.
I know you like them with a little meat on their bones.
I hope
Pete.
She comes back.
She will. She'll be there. They'll all be there. And then
they're going to have to feed her.
Sure. Well, the craft services will double down on whatever they're serving.
All right.
Petros, thank you for the time, my friend. Next Tuesday, we'll do it again for the Bachelor Report on K-Rock.
Well, I can't wait.
Thanks, Pete. The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you
don't have to watch. Look, there are hundreds of reasons why the Kevin and Bean Show fails, but I got to say, I'm thinking about this. How have we never had Brian Regan on the show with as many years as you've been Brian Regan? Why do we struggle like this, Kevin?
Wow. That's a there's a lot of answers to that.
Well, let's remedy that situation right now and welcome the great Brian Regan to the Kevin Bean Show right here on K-Rock.
Thank you.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys?
How long have you been doing your nonsense?
My whole adult life. So, 50, 60 years, 70 years.
You do look good then.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
True or false, you hold the record for appearances by a stand-up on the David Letterman show?
Since it's been on CBS.
Okay. How many times?
27.
Wow. 27 times.
That's if you count my stupid pet tricks and stupid human tricks. And no, 27 times I've been on there.
Do you feel like you know him at all? He's one of those people that it just seems like he has a show and he has people on and nobody really knows him.
You know, when I get there, he usually calls me up and we meet out in Central Park and we fly kites. We like to fly kites
That's beautiful.
Together.
That's delightful.
And we'll get a lemonade. We'll go over to, there's a carousel there in Central Park. We'll ride on the carousel.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So
it's a really beautiful story.
It's a good friendship.
Now, are you spending any time sucking up to Mr. Colbert so that you can continue to appear late night on CBS?
I don't know. I mean, no, I haven't yet, but, it'll be fun to find out what we're going to do after the Letterman show. I don't know if I need to go back and correct that last answer and say that was a joke.
Well, I think everyone knows.
I think you all got that, right?
I think so, yeah.
I know you guys got that. I don't want somebody out there in listener land going, he doesn't ride the carousel with Dave Letterman. I don't believe that for a second. I don't want a listener calling in and saying
calling
that.
BS on that?
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing that Kevin thought, by the way, which is you spent hours and hours with Dave, you know, sitting with him off the air during commercial breaks and things like that. Does he talk to people when they're on the show?
I haven't spent a lot of time. I mean, I usually just do the stand-up. I go there and I go out.
But
and,
you're on the couch. Yeah, every once in a while you're the guest, too.
A little bit, but not that much. And what's weird is when you are there during a commercial break, people come up and talk to him, and then other people come up and talk to you.
So there's
a guy next to you that you're literally not talking to until you come back on the air. But
that's always been the rap on him, and I guess that's just who he is.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. I am so honored to do the show. It isn't that he doesn't chat a little bit. I mean, in fact, the last one I did might be my last one. So I just, you know, I was able to have a little moment where I thanked him for everything that he's done for me over the years. And he said a nice thing back to me, so it was pretty cool.
Was this – you did look very much in love. I saw that appearance. was this when you were on talking about your appearance in the Chris Rock movie, right?
Yes. Yes.
In Top 5. Now, Chris Rock, he's another guy that you've known for a long, long time, right?
Well, I knew Chris Rock years ago in New York. We were both late-night club crawlers, man, you know, trying to get on at 3:05 in the morning. And
that's when you're living the dream right there.
Yeah, man, you know, doing what you got to do, subwaying from club to club. And I was actually at the Comic Strip Comedy Club in New York the night Chris Rock met Eddie Murphy. And Chris Rock had a late night spot scheduled, and Eddie Murphy asked if he could be put on early. You know, so of course they're going to do that. Eddie Murphy had already, you know, skyrocketed at that point.
Right.
So they put Chris Rock on early. He had a killer set. Eddie Murphy put him in his next movie, and boom. And then about 2 months later, I had another 3:05 spot at the Comic Strip in New York.
And then fast forward a number of years, and Chris Rock puts you in your first movie, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. I was doing a show in New Jersey, and a guy came up to me and said that Chris Rock was in the audience. But actually, I misheard him. There's a comedian out of Denver named Chris Voth.
Okay.
Who's a very funny guy. And
you thought that's who was in the audience?
Well, a big security guy came up to me and said, just want you to know, Chris Voth. I thought he said Chris Voth is in the audience. And I'm thinking, I don't know how this security guy knows anything about Chris Voth, but, you know, I'm honored that
guy.
Chris Voth would have come out from Denver to see my comedy show. So that's what I thought. And it wasn't until the show was over that, you know, I'm walking off stage and Chris Rock was standing there. So
would it have
you said, this is so weird because Chris Voth is here too.
Yeah,
you know, were you thankful not to know?
What's that?
Were you almost thankful not to know that Chris Rock was there? Would you have
felt nervous
at all?
No, I mean, I've done enough things with enough important people in the audience where, you know, you just kind of learn how to do it.
Like
so,
Chris Voth.
Yeah. But, you know, so it was cool. So I talked to Chris Rock after the show, and he was very cool. He didn't say anything about the movie. Then a month later, I found out that he wanted me for this little part, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of conversations with people. That's what we're learning here today. Not a lot of conversations going on with you. And
I love
people.
That people recognize you from the trailer, though, and that people come up to you now because of seeing the trailer, even if they haven't seen the movie, right?
There's a little thing I say. I play a radio producer in the movie, and he's doing a liner, you know, trying to promo his career. And
right.
I keep asking him to make it funnier. You know, I'm like, all right, that's good. Just make it a little bit funnier, you know? And I relate to that because I know what that's like when people just keep telling you to make things funnier.
Right.
And then he just gets increasingly annoyed, and then he flips out on the air. And so that's what the scene is. But in the scene, while we shot it that day, somebody told me to say, put some stank on it.
That did stand out.
Put some stank on it.
Yeah, that stood out.
Well, the scene was shot like a year ago. Somebody told me during the taping to say that. I completely forgot about it. And then... I'm starting to do like promo for the movie, you know, whatever little I can do, and people keep coming up to me who had seen the movie, going, "Are you going to put some stank on it? Put some stank." I didn't know what they were talking about. I'm like, why is everybody saying this to me?
I should know what that means if people keep asking me.
Yeah,
I should
learn
awesome.
More about my own career.
Brian Regan is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He'll be at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. This is big time, by the way. This is a beautiful venue right here. It's where they have the Academy Awards, right? That's the same place?
I think so, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be this Saturday night. You can buy tickets. They are available right now at brianregan.com. Sounds like a fun night for this Saturday. More with our guest right after this on the World Famous K-Rock. Our friend Patton Oswalt said this, honestly, Brian Regan's the best stand-up working today, period. Wow, Brian.
That is
really
an amazing compliment, and I am truly honored. You know, if people who do what you do like what you do, I mean, that's like the ultimate. And
I
can't thank him enough for those
Brian Regan
words.
Is here on the Kevin DeBeach. He'll be playing at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. Tickets are on sale now. You can see him this Saturday night. Sounds like fun. Available at brianregan.com. You've talked a lot about how you come from a big family. There are 8 kids altogether?
8 kids.
And you have a brother who is also a stand-up comedian, and I don't know that I've ever heard of that breakout before, of having 2 stand-up comedians in the same family. Is that weird for you, Brian?
Well, it's even weirder. Of the 8 kids, there are only 4 occupations. Everybody found a sibling and followed them. So there are 2 comedians, 2 firefighters, 2 school teachers, and 2 salesmen.
I don't know what to think about your family.
I know.
That's
it's
weird.
Very, very, very strange. So,
how did that happen?
And 2 parents. I don't know. I, and you know, everybody, I guess everybody just grabbed an older sibling and said, hey, that looks like a pretty good quest. I'll go that route.
When you have that many kids, does everybody have a favorite? I mean, do they just naturally pair up? I don't know anything about families that big. I mean, you're an outlier.
Well, there were six boys, two girls. Mm-hmm. And so it was a democratic system. We would vote on what the activities would be. So
okay.
We go, okay, should we play football or should we play with Barbie dolls? Let's take a vote. 6-2 football. Okay.
The girls always lost.
Yeah. And so the next day, should we play basketball or should we play home? House? I don't even know what to call it. Let's play home. That's how seldom that side of the vote ever won. I don't even remember what it was called. So we never played
home.
Somewhere
in this country are some very sad sisters, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Those two.
Those are the two firefighters.
And those are the two that are in therapy.
Yes, exactly.
No, those are the two school teachers, actually. Yeah.
Brian was telling us off air that he travels about half the year. So I thought, I mentioned to you, you got to know a restaurant in every city in this country because you're the guy who's been to Cincinnati and who's been to Atlanta and then has been to San Antonio or whatever. You go to all these places. And the first thing you said is, I know where the Krispy Kremes are. Now, I have heard you have some sort of crazy obsession with Krispy Kreme. But to look at you, I would never guess that. What's up?
Well, I mean, I'm wearing one of these, you know, over things to hide my little gut.
Sure.
I live in Las Vegas, and there are two Krispy Kremes, and I literally – and they're both kind of equidistant, so I had to literally do the odometer thing to find out
– Which was closer.
Which one was closer. Because, you know, in the long run, you know, you have to pay for gas and all
sure.
that. And so neither of them are very close, and I go on a pilgrimage, if you will, probably once a week. I will get in my car, sometimes 2 in the morning – and drive to Krispy Kreme, and
do you wait for the red light or
anytime? I don't need the red light. Hmm. I'm going right in there, and I'm getting a dozen chocolate iced.
A dozen for yourself?
I haven't been able to do a dozen yet, but I've done 11.
When you say done, you mean eaten at one time?
Yes.
You ate 11 chocolate ice Krispy Kreme
11
donuts
is
at one time.
My max.
Why couldn't you finish the box? Why couldn't you eat just one
because
more?
Because I was full.
Quitter.
You are a quitter.
Because I had eaten 11 chocolate ice donuts. I was full.
Yeah, but that's one way to look at it. The other way is you were one short.
Yeah.
Come on, get back out there.
I got to rededicate myself. and sometimes I will take them home. You know, I'll have that kind of patience. But there are times when I don't have that kind of patience, and I will eat them in the parking lot behind Krispy Kreme.
That's a little sad.
Chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is really sad.
It's a tiny bit sad.
And I'll get like two or usually if I'm going to be in the parking lot, I never want to run out of milk. So I'll get three of those little things of milk.
Right.
And I'll get the dozen chocolate chip
ice. Right.
I'll put the box on my lap and open the top and just go at it.
Yeah, just go for it.
And then before I drive home, I have to get out of the car and shake all the Krispy Kreme.
Debris.
The flakes.
Now, are you shaming?
Because I don't want them all in my lap, you know, while I'm driving home. I'm not a lunatic.
Right.
I'm not going to drive home with Krispy Kreme flakes all over me.
Right.
I'm going to get those out of the car.
You've got some pride.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Do you eat these in the parking lot back by the dumpster of the shopping center behind you because you are embarrassed to eat them at home in front of your family?
I'm not. No, I'm not embarrassed at all. Everybody that knows me knows that I like donuts. And in fact, I can't tell you how many times I just show up at a show and there's donuts backstage.
That's
from
the best.
Fans and stuff like that, which is nice. No, I'm not embarrassed. It's just I can't wait. That's it.
You can't get home.
It's like a 15-minute drive to get home.
Did you eat all 11 in the parking lot?
Yeah, if I'm eating them, I'm going for it.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to eat some and stop.
That's ridiculous.
My brain doesn't work that
way. That'd be crazy.
You imagine stopping while you're eating?
Limiting yourself to a certain number?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Do you ever buy fewer than a dozen? Because maybe that's the route to go.
Yeah, you could eat them all if you only bought one or two.
I think I tried that once, you know, and
left you unfulfilled.
Yeah, you know, I got like six donuts, and then I was like, "Come on, what am I trying to do here?" You know,
Brian, what does that?
You should weigh 700 pounds.
Well, you know, I mean, I try to get on a treadmill every now and then. So, you know, I mean,
try being the operative word there.
Yes.
What does that feel like, those 11 chocolate donuts from Krispy Kreme? What does that feel like an hour later? What does that feel like a day later?
Who cares? It's in the moment.
I have no complaints. It feels good.
Really?
Yeah. I don't understand these people that say that you're supposed to go to bed hungry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever done that. I don't understand that. I can't.
Okay.
I can't do that.
You eat every minute you're awake, right until you have to lay down and go to sleep, pretty much.
And then you have an extra box to the side in case you wake up.
That's how I go to sleep. I eat myself to sleep. I can't go to sleep when I'm hungry. I don't know how anybody can do that.
I'm so fascinated because we all know about food comas. We all know what happens, you know, after Thanksgiving, where all you want to do is lay down and take a nap.
But he's
that's
a professional
you every night,
I'm a professional.
Brian. Yeah, he's a professional.
Yeah.
Every
God
night.
Bless
that's amazing.
Your metabolism, because you're a slim gentleman.
Well,
yeah,
you're very
doing
nice.
Good.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to work out once a
you
week.
You don't work out. Stop saying that.
We don't even know you, Brian, and we can tell you're lying.
I don't know what qualifies as a workout, but you know, when I tell people, I don't like telling people about how I work out, because then they start telling me, yeah, well, I do 45 cardio and then I do upper arms and then
right.
I do lower legs. I'm like, all right, we're not having the same conversation. I walked on a treadmill. I walked slowly for 15 minutes.
When you go, last question, and then we got to say goodbye. Unfortunately, but when you go to
like
the Krispy Kreme, do you even get out of the car to go in order, or is there drive-through at the Las Vegas location?
There's drive-throughs.
Oh, that's got to make you so happy.
Yeah,
because you don't have to walk.
I that's right. Don't have to walk.
You can sit the whole time.
And then when I go home, I just sleep in the car.
That's perfect.
Oh, that's so
I just
nice.
Sleep in the car.
What a wonderful showbiz, huh?
Yeah. We have just learned what the perfect night is in Brian Regan's life.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, what a thrill to finally meet you after hearing so many great things about you. And this show at the Dolby on Saturday night sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You can get your tickets at brianregan.com. They are on sale and available now. I hope you have a great time, Brian. And please come back and see us again.
Thank you all very much. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Body safe to shore.
Elvis?
No. Don't wake the rats on the ship. They'll bite you.
Strange way to end a song.
Well, it is. Like, how is that decision arrived at? It's just...
I don't want to hear from the guy who loves the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald about maritime endings to songs,
good
okay?
And
don't want to hear it.
Very,
it's true. And things may be closer than they appear in the mirror.
That's true. Exactly.
I've noticed
that. Hey, that's the voice of Ralph Garman. That means it's time for another Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday. What's going on?
Well, Wesley Snipes is back at work.
From The Expendables 3? That Wesley Snipes?
From prison.
Yeah.
You've seen him a dozen movies over his career in the last 25 years. Well, he's going to be doing his first TV role in a quarter century. Playing a Vegas pit boss and a pilot for an NBC thriller called Endgame. This sounds pretty cool.
Endgame.
Hmm. Now, the Vegas game in question is not one you usually see in a casino. It is a series of challenges that the show's hero must complete in order to save innocent lives.
What?
So there's this mysterious force at work threatening people, and in order to save those people, this dude has to perform a series of heroic tasks, or else the people die.
What does that have to do with the casino pit boss, though?
He is a Vegas pit boss who is now running this game for this dude.
Oh. So he's behind it. He's one of the bad guys.
They don't say in this description whether he is the guy in charge or not, but he is certainly the guy who's calling the shots and making this guy jump through hoops in order to save lives.
Do you think he is going to advise the guy to always bet on black?
How dare you? Do you know Wesley Snipes was nearly cast as Empire's Lucius Leon?
I did not know that.
Yeah, until Taraji P. Henson threw her support behind Terrence Howard. Would be a very different show. Wouldn't be as Empire-y without Terrence Howard.
It's true.
Built this empire for one of my sons to rise up and take over the empire.
Don't forget this part.
That was an Oscar.
Oh, the Oscars.
Banging into the microphone.
Oh, yes. Allie Thank God you're here to translate.
A couple days ago, I thought it might still be fresh.
Motown 25 was a TV special that changed the world. That was where you first saw Michael Jackson ever do the moonwalk. Was on special.
I remember where I was.
Watching television?
Yeah. I remember where aired? I was when that happened.
Were you watching television?
Yes, I was.
Is there more to that story?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks.
Where were you when it happened?
I was in Thousand Oaks at Wilshire TV and Video. My parents were getting a new TV, and it was on all the TVs. Dead serious. That's very sad. But I was a little child, and they
were... saw all the moonwalkings happening at the same time.
Which, how lucky...
That's like Michael Jackson overdose.
How lucky was I?
Your head could have exploded.
She's thinking, who are all these guys? They look exactly the same.
And how are they walking forwards and backwards at the same time? A new version of this special will premiere on PBS this weekend. They have taken it and they've added footage that you didn't see the first time around, and it's in a brand new stereo digital mix of all the classic Motown songs. So if you ever wanted to see that special in all of its glory and then some, they're doing it as one of those fundraiser deals at PBS stations this Saturday, so you can check your local listings. But if you ever missed it, it's a pretty impressive special.
I don't remember anything about that show, Ralph, except for the moonwalk, of course. But did they have the whole special was about the label Motown, so did they have the Temptations on
it?
And Diana Ross,
Smokey, and they had everybody that ever recorded on
Rick
that
James,
label.
Rick James, probably.
Yep. And it's a pretty important moment in especially R&B history. But if you want to check it out, if you can sit through the money grabs. Yeah. So, and look, I like PBS. I donate. I like to do my part. But boy, some of those station breaks when they start asking for money. Oh, that's hard to get through sometimes. I feel like, how much money do I have to give you to put the show back on and stop talking right now? That's the question I always want asked that no one seems to
just
ask.
Just put the number up.
What do you need? What do you need to get the F off my television to get me back to moonwalk? That's what I'm going to be saying this weekend. And no one will answer my question. Just more. That's all they want. Yeah. More! Greedy bastards! Leonard Nimoy's sick. This disturbs me. This makes me very nervous. Because if Spock dies, someone's going to get hurt.
By who?
Me.
Okay.
I love Spock.
Right.
I grok Spock.
What?
There's four people right now who are laughing at that joke.
I don't know what that is.
What was that?
What was that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been in the hospital a bunch over the past few months. And he's got COPD, which is a lung disease. And he went to the hospital this week suffering from severe chest pain. So all of his friends and family are concerned. So best wishes to Mr. Spock. Live long and prosper, I would say.
That is what you said. I've heard you say it a lot.
And sad news, actor Ben Wolfe passed away. He appeared in 5 episodes of American Horror Story this season.
It's touching. Sound effect tribute.
He was a little character called Meep. I don't know if you watched the show or not, but that's all he said was Meep.
Meep, Meep, Meep.
And he was a tortured little soul in that show. He was a very heart-wrenching character. He was just 34 years old. He was sideswiped by a car in Los Angeles. That doesn't sound deadly per se, but he was a little person and got clipped in the head by one of the car's side mirrors. He died after suffering a stroke yesterday. And besides being an actor, he was also a preschool teacher.
Very sad.
It is very sad. He was just 30.
Such a young
years
dude.
Old, so, just wanted to give him a little bit of a shout out. Today's celebrity birthdays: Edward James Olmos is 68 years old today. Actress Kristen Davis turns 50. Billy Zane is 49. By the way, a lot of people complaining no Bell for Kristen Davis. I just want to bring it up.
What do you guys think?
I've just seen
her recently.
I just was reading the ticker tape in the other room, and apparently a lot of news coming across the wire.
I think she is an attractive woman.
Oh, I think she's a classic beauty.
Is she hot? Kristen Davis?
I have to say yes,
I think.
I think
she's beautiful.
I think
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe a tepid Bell.
I got to vote Bell.
A tepid Bell.
There we go.
Yeah, oh. That was a muted Bell.
Yeah.
Even better.
That's being flaccid hitting the bell. Billy Zane is 49. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 38 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We had Lily Aldridge from Victoria's Secret on the show earlier today. Of course, her husband is the lead singer of that band. I hope Lily's still listening. I hope she thinks that we played that just for her as a shout-out to her because we love her.
But you saying that tells her that we didn't.
Darn it!
Smart guy.
Hey, we've got the Kevin and Bean Afro line, which is available for you as our voicemail here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can leave a message on any topic 24 hours a day, 1-800-520-AFRO. That's the toll-free number. What are people talking about today?
Hey, Allie, how's it going? I know it's your first day, but I just wanted to say welcome, and I want to make love to you.
Sweet.
Wow.
And he didn't leave a number.
That's how it begins.
This message is for Kevin. It's Beer Mug.
This is where we're at.
Oh,
this
no.
This is where we're at now.
Wait, Muggs is calling
the Afro line to smack talk me because he said he had a 97% success rate at gambling, and I mocked him.
That's right.
And this is his proof that he's got it.
Not only did the Clippers cover the first half this past Saturday night, they destroyed the second half, and they crushed the overall point spread. Suck it, Kevin, 97%!
How much did he win on that game? Do we know?
I don't know, because he keeps re-betting. It's impossible to tell with him.
Right.
He'll say, I'm up $800. We'll go, right now? And I go, well, no, not now. How do you keep track of that?
Dave says he won $600 on that game.
Yeah,
but he's probably lost it by now.
I don't know that I believe a number that comes out of his mouth.
Because right. It would be 600.
No, that's Dave, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Here's a bright young comedian.
Oh, señorita, yo no sabe qué hacer con mi amor.
Wow, Sam is branching out to a wider audience. I like it.
And a different instrument.
That is, help me here, that is a
harmonica? I believe that's a harmonica.
Is it?
Okay.
I believe so. My ears started bleeding when I was listening to it in the other room. I'm not positive, but I think that's what it was. We were talking about the Bugatti, which is a $2.2 million car that cost $21,000 to get a oil change. Mm-hmm. And this song got stuck in all of our heads.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And then this guy called.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
When is daylight savings time?
It's saving, first of all, and I believe we have that in
weekend?
April now. I think it's the second weekend of April.
Oh,
maybe.
It's still a ways away. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bean, so daylight savings time is coming up. So what are you going to do when everyone starts saying savings? Instead of saving. It's saving, not saving.
It is a very painful twice-a-year event that happens when daylight saving time comes and goes to hear 99% of the people call it by the wrong name. It does hurt me.
But is there going to come a point where you
it doesn't get any easier.
But can't you just go, I lost. I lose.
Wouldn't it drive you crazy if all of a sudden everybody started calling President Obama President Bobama? Like everywhere you went, oh, President Bobama was on TV. Oh, did you guys see what President Bobama said? Oh, look, President Bobama.
Right.
Wouldn't it drive you crazy if you knew his name was Obama and everybody insisted on calling him Bobama? You'd never get over that.
Are 99% of the people in the world saying that? I would be fine with it then.
Really? Because you would just accept it. You would just get used to it.
Yes.
The man's name is Obama, but if he's called Obama, you would be fine with it.
It doesn't matter if you get used to it or not. People are going to call it daylight savings.
But they're
that's
wrong.
The world. So what?
But that's not what it's called. That's
it
the wrong
matter.
Name.
What
about, to answer your question, no, I will never get over it.
What about Valentine's?
Valentine's is fine with
Couldn't
me.
Love Valentine's anymore.
Love that so much.
Jesus, Kevin. Why does Kevin hate everything? Have a drink and relax, goddammit.
That's what I need to do. That's
wow.
True.
Yeah, that's not Kevin's problem is no drinks and relaxing.
That's a good tip.
Okay, I was on board with the disgusting bit about what would you do for the least amount of money. It was disgusting, but funny. I was with you.
All right.
I was even on board with the insects crawling inside human beings. Hey, a little bit funny still. I was with you.
All right.
But humans, dolphins, oh no. No, no, no. Hell no. You guys, I'm out.
She is not lining up to see that new documentary, Dolphin Lover, it sounds
we
like.
We did not make that up. That was a real...
Yeah.
was a real dude. That's a real story. And a real dude.
Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee, Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams.
I think he's beatboxing. But about Billy Dee Williams. Why do you think he's doing this?
Billy Dee Williams, y'all, in the motherfucking house.
Now, he's not in the new Star Wars movie or anything like that. He's not doing another project that I'm aware of. Like, why would we be singing about Billy Dee Williams in 2015?
I don't know, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I don't think enough people beatbox. I think it's a lost art.
Yeah.
So congratulations to that guy. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
And now, a moment with Bean.
It's just exciting to think about all the, you know, all the things that are going to, as a result of...
That is exciting. You're right. That's
like
exciting.
I said.
That's a good point. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
A disaster.
I wish I had a do-over on that sentence.
That was A Moment with Bean.
I hope I never top that, and if I do, I shouldn't be allowed to be on the radio anymore.
Oh, please. That's been my life.
Yeah, don't say that to Kevin. That's mean.
How dare you?
Kevin, you'd be hard-pressed to find a moment with where you collapsed three times in a row trying to get out one sentence like I just did there.
Not as hard-pressed as I'd like to be.
Even you give up at a certain point. I just kept going. So
strong.
Better man than I. Hey, Ralph is here. That means it's time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's left to talk about?
Great news. Gary Coleman back in the news. Busier than ever.
Ralph,
I thought that he wasn't.
I don't want to break it to you, but he is
on the road, moving along.
I heard he was under the road.
Couldn't be happier. Well, here's the problem, Kevin.
Doesn't make sense. Sorry.
Doesn't make sense. That's the first part of the problem. The second part of the problem is trying to gracefully ignore your statement.
Yeah.
Is that he has not been laid to rest.
What is this new trend?
He died like 5 years ago.
At least 5 years ago.
Why has he not been buried?
Well, his ashes have been the subject of a bitter court battle between his longtime friend Anna Gray and his ex-wife. And after a two-year-long court battle, Anna Gray finally has the rights to his ashes. And so she says she plans to choose a very private final destination that won't be shared with anyone, and finally pour out Gary's ashes and give him a chance to rest in peace. She is taking the thimble into the woods, and she's going to find a small tree and then just pour it
you
out.
You sound really pretty.
Hey, Gary.
Let me tell you what I'm wearing.
Okay.
I'm wearing brown pants, an old navy crew neck, and a pair of red Skechers. Did I mention I'm also wearing a UGO baseball cap? I'm lying on my floor playing with my model trains right now.
Very sexy.
I'm making tracks, baby.
Easy. Relax, Gary.
Remember his short-lived career as a phone sex operator?
I do remember that, yeah.
Sounds... Never heard them called model trains, though.
Well, I think in his case, they're actually model trains. I'm not going to do that story.
Okay.
In light of the death story we just did, I think that would be inappropriate.
Wow.
Kylie Jenner of the Keeping Up with the Kardashian clan is buying her own house at the age of 17.
Thought she was 18. Sorry.
It's just a mere $2.7 million home. What were you doing at 17, Kevin?
Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
You were not buying your own $2.7 million home?
I was not.
Yeah. It's a block from Courtney and Chloe, so she's keeping it in the family. You know, she's going to have her neighbors, her sisters will be right there. It's got a home theater and a pool and five bedrooms and an awesome kitchen. And, you know.
Like you do.
Like you do when you're 17 and you're looking to move out of the house for the first time.
Five bedrooms.
Yeah. I had no idea she made so much money on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but according to TMZ, to give you an idea of her salary, Scott Disick makes $4 million a season. So what do you think she's making?
Scott Disick.
And he's not even blood.
That's right.
Wow.
He's not even married to the baby mama.
Good point.
He makes $4 million per season.
I wish I had an older sister that got peed on.
Wow.
I have said that for years.
I've heard you say that many times.
Today, look at today's celebrity birthdays. Edward James Olmos is 68 years old today. Actress Kristen Davis turns 50. Actor Billy Zane is 49 years old today. That was a turgid bell right there.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of complaints last hour that it was too limp a bell, so I tried to up it.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., the boxer, is going to be facing Manio.
Manio, that's
May.
Right.
I'm looking
forward
to
just
that.
Learned.
We've heard that.
37 years old.
Too. Yeah.
That's his new cereal, by the way. Manny's, Pacquiao's new cereal, his breakfast cereal is Manio's. You can pick those up in the restaurant.
You going to buy the fight?
I'm going to give in, yes. Yes, yes, I'll buy it.
I think
I'll watch it because I have to watch it. I have no choice. I got no place else to go.
I think Mayweather's last fight was like $74.99 or something insane.
What the what now?
I think it was.
Yeah. Well, I haven't purchased one of his
fights
in years.
I haven't either, but I saw that. I was like, wow, that's so much more than the UFC, and that's so much better.
I wouldn't be surprised if this one's 100 for reals.
Come on.
I wouldn't.
All right, we have to get 100 people to go in on the
$1
each. Everybody picks in a dollar, and then we'll all just hang out in my basement.
That ended poorly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can watch it.
Okay.
We're not going to be down there.
Well, I don't know what we're doing in your basement.
In the nude, digging a shallow grave.
Never been in your basement.
We're going to be watching the movie.
Right. Ralph does seem like the most likely to have a red room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of those red rooms would come in handy. I don't have a basement, though.
A ball gag.
Does anyone in California have a basement? That's an East Coast thing, right?
That is very much
I got a basement. I got a basement.
You have a basement? Well, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't live here in Quake Country.
I know,
but there and.
That's why, I guess, yeah.
Serial killer country.
You need all the serial killers.
Where are you going to put the bodies?
That's right.
And more importantly, where are you going to put your chocolate milk fridge?
That's right, man.
You don't have a basement.
First thing I look at when I shop for a new house is a crawl space. You guys know that.
Sure. I know. And the nearest duct tape retailer. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning at All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have the host of The Amazing Race, Phil Kogan, will be coming in again.
That's right,
love
brother.
Phil.
That's right, brother. I come in. Eat your vegetables and your fruit, brother.
That's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's Hulk Hogan.
This is Phil and then Kogan.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a very different person.
Host of The Amazing Race. We also have Ronda Rousey from UFC 184, which I believe is at Staples Center. And we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.